Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported the Chargers have agreed to terms with former Browns tight end David Njoku on a one-year deal worth up to $8 million. Njoku ranks second in Browns history in touchdown catches and receptions for a tight end, only trailing Hall of Famer Ozzie Newsome. For NFL news, the league announced the first Sunday night football game of the 2026 season will feature the Giants and new head coach John Harbaugh hosting the Cowboys on September 13th. The full 2026 slate will be announced Thursday at 8 p.m. NBA playoffs tonight, game four of the Eastern Conference semis. Cavs host the Pistons at 8. Detroit leads 2-1, but Cleveland won game three on Saturday, 116-109. This update sponsored by Ramos Roofing. Request your free roof for exterior assessment today at RamosRoofingOhio.com. Ramos Roofing, reliable, local, built right. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
All right, old home week. Rothman and Ice. We usually have, what day do we usually have, Mr. Carpenter Cole? Tuesdays now? I get it all blurred out.
Well, I think Wednesdays. Now this week.
Looky here.
So we're going back to the future.
Back. Today we send you back to the Biff's Pleasure Paradise. Wouldn't you want to go there?
Mm.
Bobby Carpenter in for Matty Ice, who we hope is feeling better. Had a little dysentery in the old school that they call that.
His girlfriend apologizes for his absence.
That's send her in that he couldn't host today?
Yeah.
Well, we probably need her because it's an apology type of day.
And look, y'all, I apologize. I feel really bad, but it is what it is, y'all.
There you go. So, Matty, feel better, man. It's amazing because we always joke with him, Bob, like, Matty will get a stomach issue, and I'll be like, how? Bad batch of broccoli?
Yeah.
A bad almond?
He eats pretty clean.
Yeah.
I don't know what, and I was thinking about this today. I go, I don't think I've ever called in sick work for work here.
Oh. Quite a Cal Ripken streak.
I missed one day of practice in the NFL due to being sick, and I tried to practice, and Jim Schwartz told me no. And I came from like the Bill Parcells deal where it's like, if you didn't practice because you were sick, they were going to insult you to death and then make you feel like you were going to get cut. Like, it didn't matter who you were. I mean, seriously, like, we'll tell you how sick you are. Like, I missed one day of practice at Ohio State when I had strep throat, and they're like, dude, here's your shot. Go home. Don't get anybody else sick. Come back to practice tomorrow. And I sat home. I went over to my girlfriend Courtney's, and I watched Super Troopers. That was a productive day. We didn't have all the apps and all the iPads to watch film and everything. But my sixth year, I'm in Detroit, and we're staying in a hotel during training camp. And my wife came up, and we got out a little early from meetings that night or something. So my wife came up, I'm like, all right, you know, have a nice conjugal visit, go for some dinner, you know, just all the pleasantries of the world. I'm like, it's great. Like, if you ever really want an appreciation for like how beautiful your spouse is, like, just go to an NFL camp because you just are with a bunch of dudes all the time for like 3 weeks. It's like going to prison, except you're playing football. You came back, gosh, you look so pretty. Like, I mean, so well,
you compromise.
You come, yeah. So I'm like, you know, we go out and we go to this.
I ate grilled cheese off the radiator. I compromised.
So, you know, that's kind of where we're going with this is I've always been a big believer, like, your body will adapt to what you do to it. And I've eaten things that most people probably never would. I mean, my mom, we'd cut the mold off the bread. You just eat that growing up. I've eaten there was maybe one bite out of it, half eaten strong. But I was in Vegas in college, and I had no more money. It was a rough couple days. And I didn't have room service. Was expensive, Rothman. And there was a nice barely touched cheeseburger sitting outside on that room service tray. And I looked at that thing and it looked back at me. I'm like, this is
damn right.
I'm just going to take that knife and cut the part off today. I'm going to eat the rest of that thing. So we go out to, we got out of meetings early. We go to this restaurant and it was in, we're staying at like a Marriott or something. And it's in this mall parking lot in Dearborn. And there's, you know, like on an out parcel, a little restaurant there. I'm like, I don't know where anything really is. And we were down in Dearborn. We're going to drive and go somewhere else. So let's just, you know, stay close and eat. That way we can get back and, you know, hang out in the room and, you know, watch TV or whatever. And we're ordering some food. And like, you're eating camp food all the time. It's like, you know what? Let me get some tuna rolls. I'm going to get a couple tuna rolls on
here. Oh, no.
A couple spicy tuna rolls. And I got some other food around it, too.
Vary it. Yeah.
And I remember it came. My wife looked at it and she's like, I don't know if you should eat that. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, we paid for it. You know, it's $9 roll, $8 roll, whatever. And it's like, you know, I took the first bite. It didn't really taste fresh, if you will. All right. You know, ate the second one. Eventually, I ate all 8 pieces. I go back to the room. It's whatever. You know, and she's not allowed to stay, so she ended up having to go back to, I don't know, our house that we just got or something.
What time is that? Right. They kick her out at
probably
time.
Like 10:30. Right. Like,
who comes around to make sure that happens?
They don't really check on the vets, but it's more in college, believe me, yes. And before games, like, no one was allowed in your room, but this was training camp. Right. It's like, it's my wife, man, I'm married. And, you know, just make sure no nonsense. So I think she was probably in there. Or maybe actually she maybe even had a room at the hotel and I was down in her room is maybe what it was. And, you know, I don't know, 10:30, go upstairs, get practice the next day, going to bed. And I wake up at midnight, 1, I'm violently throwing up. And like that milk was a bad choice. Yeah. I'm like, you came and got me. And I remember thinking like, Bobby, you're such an idiot. Like, you chose to order sushi at this restaurant on an out parcel in Detroit, Michigan. It probably wasn't the freshest that they've flown in. And who knows when the last, I didn't see a lot of other people eating the fish in there. So it probably wasn't flown in daily. Probably been sitting there for about a week. So anyway, I throw up and throwing up. And I get in there by the next morning. I mean, I don't really get a whole lot of sleep, as you could imagine. Yeah. And by the next morning, I'm like, all right, I haven't eaten anything. I'm not really drinking anything, but I'm like, okay, I'm good. I get in there and I tell the trainers what happened and I'm like, it had to be the sushi. Like I don't feel sick anymore. I'm tired and a little depleted. I don't want to drink it. I don't want to start throwing up. I want to give myself some time. So, all right, go to meetings, get ready to go out for practice. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to practice. And they're like, no, you're not. Like, you were throwing up all night. I'm like, yeah, that's my problem, not yours. It's like, I'm going to practice. And Jim Short, they go like, dude, we're not letting you practice. Like, can't not clear me. I was throwing up. It's not like I'm not Ronnie Lott asking to cut my finger off over here.
With a cigar cutter.
Yeah, like, I'm going to practice. Give me my gear. I'm going back to my base. And Schwartz comes over. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm practicing. Like, that's what football players do. Like, are we trying to win games?
But they don't want you to get set back like 2-3 days.
So here's the thing. I'm not going to throw up on anybody. I haven't thrown up in a couple hours. I'm fine. He's like, well, have you drank any water? I'm like, hell no. I'm not throwing up. And he goes, you're dehydrated. You don't need to be out there. I'm not having you go out here and pull a groin or pull your hamstring or whatever because you haven't had anything. I'm like, okay, Schwartzy, dude, I'm going to be fine. I'm not missing practice because I had a stomach ache. Like, we'll be good.
Stomach ache. You may have had food poisoning.
But probably it's what it was. But I was like, I'm not missing for this. And I go, I'm damn sure not going to let you cut me over this when I'm not.
Okay, well, practice. Now the real
because now I've been in the league for since my sixth year. Like, I'd been cut. Mm-hmm. I'd been traded. I know what that feels like. And I've seen this happen before. I go, I'm not letting any of these other guys get my reps. I'm playing. Yeah. I'm playing well here. Things are going good. This is the best I've felt in my career in a long time. And he looked at me, he goes, we're not going to cut you, Bobby. And he's like, and you're not going to lose your job, your role either. And I go,
your R-O-L-L or your R-O-L-E?
Exactly.
You're going to get another role? This time it's going to be cooked.
That's good. I like that. And I looked back and he's like,
I'm going to lose both my roles right here at midfield.
And that's what I told him. I'm like, I have a lot of bad things. And he goes, Bob, he's like, you're fine. This isn't Dallas. Cause that was Parcells, man. Like, you were hurt, he'd be like, the job's opening up, gets a little more open every day. He'd like say that, like walking by, you know, he'd walk by, you're hurt, or guys aren't playing well, he goes, getting on thin ice. Like, and Pepper Johnson told me when he was playing for him in, with the Jets, and he always tell Pep, you're getting old, you're losing a step, you're getting slow, you're slowing down. And he literally put a picture every day. He had the training staff, the equipment guys, put a picture of a sunset in his locker during the season. Like, that's the crap. That was like Bill Parcells, the psychological warfare. And he goes, I'm not Bill. He goes, I'm telling you the truth. I was like, all right, I'm going to go out and watch. He's like, you can go there. I want you to be engaged. Stay right by, you know, right by gun. Get all the calls. You already know the defense. Help coach the young guys. But make sure you're drinking some water, and we'll get you back out there tomorrow.
Right. If you get your feelings hurt, that's too bad.
That's basically what it was. I mean, it was crazy. Like, the stuff, you're on thin ice. That means, like, get your act together or we're going to cut you. And that was, he was very honest with people. And I was like, look at the Swartz. I'm like, I've seen this act before. Yeah. And he's like, no, you're fine. But I was thinking today when Maddie was sick, I was like, you know, I ever called out for being sick? I got really sick one time when we first started doing the morning show, but I had already taken off that next day. I wasn't working anyway. I think that's the only day where I would have probably been so sick that I was incapacitated and unable to come in.
The difference between that and what we do is that Fish doesn't have an IV hookup here.
Yeah.
That if I wanted to come in an hour before my show and say, hook me up to the IV so I can host, whereas you guys would have more access to feeling better sooner.
Okay, so you got a bad bruise. The doctor told me. You know what? I got no time for quitters.
Yeah, that's right.
Put your street
bruise clothes on. The leg is a long way from the heart. I'll tell you what, get your street clothes on, because I don't get, hey, nobody's quitting here, Herb. Hey, worry about your own game. There's plenty there to keep you busy.
I use that line when the kids start talking all about, hey, what are they doing over there? You worry about your own game. There's plenty there to keep you busy. It's one of the great lines of all time.
It really is. You know, so many things crop up. I have, unfortunately, this is probably not in the lunch hour you want to just give. Hey, yeah, we're reminiscing about our food poisoning stories. But I got one for you. And I think there's always a silver
line. Is that the one
at
the memorial?
Well, no, that's a different one.
Because that's the other time I got a call at
about. That's right. That's
like
a different
11:15. They're like, hey, can you be like, yeah. And I'm driving down there. Like, wait, it's at the memorial. I'm like, well, that's a big difference.
I'll tell that when we come back.
I was running to get there so I wouldn't be late.
No, I was running all right, just not with my legs. All right, we're going to come back, and you may have some insight on this. You may have some insight on this. I'm not trying to have you violate any trust or anything, but
the 614.
I believe you may.
Yeah. I'll give the folks a little
a cryptic
little,
tweet,
a
shadowy tease, figures,
shadowy, you know, lurking.
Yes, you'll have a lot of insight on that. Rothman and Ice, right here on the Fan.
We're known for three things: games, conversation, and common man yelling about things only he cares about. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Two guys.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
P.S.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see clouds increase as we head into the day today, but lots of sunshine to start with, temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy. Our overnight lows getting into the upper 30s again and low 40s. Then for Tuesday, we will see a partly sunny to mostly sunny day with more clouds the second half of the day and highs getting up into the low 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Catch the latest from the world of Ohio State athletics. Weeknights at 6 on The Buckeye Show. New special guests in everything Scarlet and Gray, The Fan. Anthony finally hit a hole-in-one.
It's in the hole!
So now what? Just bask in the glory?
And that's how she wrote.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
All right, we'll get to what Ohio State teased for later today. and whether the tease will be a tease or a future tease of some kind. The big man upstairs works in mysterious ways. This is my quick story. That, so we went down to, I was in Miami years ago and ponied up and stayed at Doral. So Jamie and I were there and we're leaving to go to the airport. We're going to connect through Atlanta and come back to Columbus.
Oh, that's always fun.
And so we leave, we get to the airport.
Are you flying Delta now? I thought you were a United guy.
I was when I was going to when I was flying back for Chicago.
I didn't think you changed teams then. I thought once you're in, hey, you're the guy.
I go where the price is. So I was flying Delta, and we get to the airport, and there's an ice storm in Atlanta. So which is, you know, now it's like, oh no, delay. What do? We got to stay here forever. But I start feeling something.
Mm. Airport probably the best place to get sick.
Well,
lots of clean restrooms. Cheap water, spacious accommodations.
So
people are always really kind and ready to help too.
I'm not feeling good, and the flight's delayed, and then from the grace of God, it was canceled. We couldn't get out. So, but I'm not feeling horrible. It just I would have gotten on the plane, and so I'm like, do you think we can get back in the hotel? Let's try to go back. We go back, and we get in a room. And about an hour later, it's on. I mean, full-blown food poisoning.
Mm.
We're talking about no control of any bodily function. Ooh. Like, it's bad. And all I kept thinking was, if I would have gotten on the plane,
oh yeah,
what would I have done? Because they're not going to let me stay in there when we're taking off or landing.
I've seen them do that.
If I was in there in mid-flight and they said, hey, you got to go back to your seat. I'm like, my seat's in here because...
Unless you want to clean up on row 12. I heard somebody one time, the guy's like, he goes, listen, you've got to get out. And he opens, he goes, listen, it's not good for anybody. I'll take my chances in here for the sake of the rest of the plane.
But Bob, the problem is when you got both ends.
Oh, that
both valves are
very spacious in those airport bathrooms.
I mean, I wouldn't even be able to get up to answer the door.
I know that's.
I would have been on the floor in there.
There is no room.
There
to
is
be on the floor.
Well, I would have been curled around like. And so that's what I'm saying. There is a silver lining to everything, and that was it. And then I just obviously destroyed that place and. You know, it got so bad where you're like, you got to get, like, it's a walk-in shower, you know, not a tub.
Yeah.
Like, you get in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, and then I got, actually, I called for a plumber or whatever, and they sent the Rose Parade. It was like three guys and belts on, and I'm like, hey, like, you're not going to believe what's going on here. Like, and they actually wound up sending me a note, like, Mr. Rothman, we're so sorry, what happened with your toilet? It wasn't you guys, it was me. I still have that thing. I might frame it, put it over the bathroom. All right. TLC, weigh in on this. Give us the tweet that Ohio State football sent out this morning.
Yeah, so they put out, it was this morning or last night or whatever, but they sent out this tease. It's a silhouette of a football player. Looks to be on the field in the stadium with smoke around him, but you can't make out any of the details of the guy's uniform. So it's just the silhouette of the player. It says 5.11.26, which is today, 6:14 p.m. So perhaps an alternate uniform reveal happening tonight?
Has to be.
So here's the thing. Everybody loves or desires the grace on the stripes to come back.
That's right.
So we don't...
They are the scarlet and gray.
Exactly. I mean, it looks like a Rutgers jersey. Like when they did that... What was that, like 12, like 14 years ago now?
And I thought Tressel had a white with black stripe on.
That was the year after I left is when they went to the new jerseys. And I think that's because Troy, I think, if you look at his Heisman pick stuff, his Heisman year, I think he has the black and white stripe, I think.
Yes.
He does?
Yep.
Yeah. So with my senior year was the last year that they did that. And so they went to that black and white. Now everyone wants the gray back. Now they've had, well, what's crazy is they said Nike was like, with the new jerseys, we can only have two colors. We can't have the third or whatever. And I'm like, then they started having the heritage gray stripe where they wore them in the 2014 run when they beat Bama and beat Oregon. Like they would wear them intermittently. And people are like, why don't you just bring them back full time? And I know that the good folks over in the equipment room are trying to get this done. Now, I don't know that that's going to be the reveal today. I think it might be a little more alt-uni style. But I feel like at some point, it's more a matter of when than if the gray stripes will be returning to the sleeve.
I'm pretty sure you'd have to check this, but when I was covering the old Silver Bullets in the 90s, before you even, that was Champion.
Oh, yeah.
I think Champion had Ohio State jerseys.
I think the first couple years, I think they went to Nike in maybe 97, 98. Yeah. Because I think that Katzenmoyer team, like the 98 team that went to the Rose Bowl, I think that they were Nike then. But I think early, like...
That's right.
92, 3-4, like I think that there was a time in there where they were
But Champion. It was gray. I mean...
Yeah.
That was white big numbers, gray on the sleeve with that like pencil thin black line.
Yeah.
That was it. So, if that's what... I mean, why can't... I know Nike pays the bills, so they dictate, and they want to be able to offer all sorts of alternate uniforms. Guess why? So the fans can buy them. Right. Yeah. So that's why things change, and they don't just stay the same.
Yeah, I think they were Champion when Eddie was here, so 95. Yeah.
Champion was big back then.
It takes a little more.
80s.
To make it
just a Champion sweatshirt, that big, heavy, gray, like... Weighed about 40 pounds, it felt like.
I had these Champion shorts, and they were the same. They were like such heavy, high-quality mesh that they were so heavy. And I was like a young kid. I mean, I'm probably 10 years old. And they were a little big, but like I'm growing into them. My mom's definitely not getting me something that's going to be too small. But I remember when they were so heavy, Rothman, when I ran, I'd have to tighten that drawstring down because they would literally slide right down. I mean, I wasn't the
beautiful,
the curvaceous man that you see today.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little more straight up and down back then.
All right. Well, you were a slim fit guy. You were a low rise.
I looked a little more like Dane Sanzenbacher. He just never grew up.
I want something in low rise mesh, perhaps. I love those ones from back in the day. It had the little C from Champion on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Those
it takes a little more, don't you?
Yeah.
They would have it takes a little more. Is what their little marketing slogan was. It was awesome.
All right, so your sources would tell you that if something happens today, it may not be the dream of all dreams for Buckeye fan. That it could be a slow rollout.
Yes, I don't know that you're going to have any certainty or clarity with that. And by the way, then I am correct in saying this. By the time Katzenmoyer, I don't know what year, but his last year was 98. They have the Nike check on. Eddie was 95. By the time you get to 98, at one of those years in there, whether it's 96 or 97, they flipped over from Champion to Nike.
Yeah, for massive money.
it's
like 200 back then. I mean, 10 years ago, it was probably $250 million.
Ohio State is Nike's largest property.
Yeah.
College property. They know it. I mean, so I said, let's start wielding some power around here, okay?
I think when Ohio State signed it was the richest deal in
I think when marketing gear. I think when they've re-upped it, it's the richest deal that they have.
Texas was probably close.
Texas,
or the same.
Texas is close, but I know even looking at the Learfield numbers, that Ohio State has the largest Learfield partnership, and it's about 30% higher than the number two team, which is Texas. I thought it would be much more comparable. Like, oh no, it's you got to think Texas is a big state, but there's a lot of other schools that are eating in that soup bowl. Whereas Ohio State, I mean, I joke, there's 11 million people in the state of Ohio, and about 10 million of them are Buckeye fans.
They buy a lot of merchandise.
And they buy a lot of merch.
Those royalties are big, and that's why Nike locked up Ohio State, I believe, for probably another 10 years.
Yeah.
From now, even. So it wouldn't... I think that first deal went... I think when they signed... Am I wrong to think that they signed like a 15-year deal with Nike?
If the money was big enough, probably.
In 2016 or something like that?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Well, the money is big enough, and it's there. We'll come back in 2 minutes. How much is an act... when it comes to behind the scenes of the draft? How much should we believe? We got a good one for you next, Rothman.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Live better.
Rothman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The most wonderful people in the history of Western civilization. Rothman and Ice, 97.1 The Fan. It doesn't get any better than this.
All right, ever since they've started to document everything at the draft, the behind the scenes, these intense war room negotiations, you know, they're emotional, these green room moments.
Yeah.
There's a lot of staging to it. It's incredibly detailed. And the documentary is like The Pick is In on ESPN. So I've had to kind of weigh, like, they know they're on. Now, I'm not saying you think about it all the time, because it's kind of like in Hard Knocks. Like, you know the cameras are positioned in these coaches' rooms and player meeting rooms. And I'm wondering, as a player, and you've gone through, like, you sometimes can tune it out. You've got so much on your mind. You could forget, I guess, that you are being recorded at times.
After probably two or three days of it, you just, I mean, you joke with the camera guys and stuff, but eventually, like, I've told my wife this sometimes. I'm a very, like, overtly emotional person, and I can compartmentalize some things. I go, but I'm not a very good actor. I don't know. Maybe I go, or I just don't really want to do it. And so you get tired of having to, like, zip everything up. And eventually it's like psychologically, I can't be on. Like, you know, we do radio. You're turned on. You're doing TV. You're turned on. And people talk about those long days where you're shooting for like 14 hours. Imagine if you did that every day for like 4 weeks, where you just had to always be ready to go and like always curating what you're saying and making sure it's like eventually, like, I don't have any more brain space for this.
That's right.
I'm just talking. If I don't like what you said, I'm going to tell you. And it starts to get a little more real. Now, you know, some things, like you said, are a little bit scripted, but there's a part of it where, you know, eventually you just have to kind of lower the, you know, you drop the curtain and go.
That's right. And everyone has that. And when you start in broadcasting or anything like that, you're very buttoned up. You know exactly what you want to say. You edit yourself. And then the more comfortable you get, certainly the more you become unfiltered. And then it becomes real. And then you hope you can walk that tightrope between real and losing your job. Mm. Right? I mean, like, who knows? But this was in...
That's why I use a safe word, Robin.
What was I just watching the other day that had... Oh, no, I can't remember. What was that? Oh, yeah, Fidelio. Oh, no, that was the word to get in. That wasn't the safe word.
Size wise shut?
Yeah. Fidelio. Tommy was interested.
Put that on the list, Cole.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
There we go.
That might be one that you watch by yourself, though.
Yeah, it's not. I wouldn't call it intense. It's suspenseful. It is suspenseful. I'll give you that.
It's a solid drama.
Yeah. So as you go down the list, so Fernando Mendoza, Jeremiah Love was 3, and then Arvel Reese was 5 to the Giants. And in a weird way, that sounds like it was a fall, because a lot of people had him at 2. But when you start, when you get a running back that's going 3, but the guy was drafted 5 overall, and he went to...
If that's a fall, that's like falling off the curb.
That's right. It's not a fall. It's nothing. It's really nothing.
Like, Caleb Downs fell to 11.
That's right.
Fell, like...
12, actually.
12, yeah. But like, what are you talking about, falling? Like, you're right there.
There are trades and different needs for different teams. But here's some behind the scenes. So I kind of wonder... First of all, when you know you're on and you're picking your guy, you want the world to know that you got your guy.
You're excited.
And you want the world to know that you, this fell for you. And I'm not saying they're not excited. Of course they're excited. And I think this Harbaugh is real about this. But you kind of wonder with all these, quote, behind the scenes. Well, it's behind the scenes, but the people know that you're behind the scenes with them, because this is going to be a documentary.
Yeah,
but this is a cool one, though.
But I will say this, especially in those situations, and they know they're on, but when you're in a situation where it's that intense, and you're going back and forth, trying to figure things out, and you've got to be honest with things, and people got to be able to be blunt. They've got to talk. I mean, it's not the days anymore, Roth. We had 15 minutes. Those guys.
Eight now.
8 minutes. Yeah. That was cooking. Like the TV wasn't even keeping up with who's going on. And people are like, well, did they try to trade out? You've got time to make like two or three phone calls that you're like, hey, you interested? Yes, no. You interested? Yes, no. We're moving around. Okay. We're ready to go.
Yeah. So this analysis is pretty good. And Harbaugh obviously loved the fact that he fell to them at five. I'm using that word just because I don't think he believed it. Yeah. That's why I'm saying that. So he was selected by the Giants. Highly touted. We know him obviously very well. Very versatile linebacker. That's what everyone was talking about, his versatility from edge and the hybrid that he brings to the table. He was always considered a top 10, even top 5. I almost dare to say he was a top 10 lock. But as far as top 5, I guess that depends on whether there were trades, and we obviously had one late in the round. But here is the behind the scenes. This is from ESPN. This is the pick is in?
I believe.
It is. Let's hear it.
All right, now it's pick 4 that is the
pick
big
four.
One.
Well, maybe these guys will surprise us.
I feel like we're playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Tennessee has submitted his
favorite
New York Giants
drive.
All right. The Tate?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Woo! We got our guy.
Hello.
Arvell.
What's going on? What's up?
Joe Shane here with the Giants. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm fired up. We're getting ready to turn the card and make you New York Giant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm ready. Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right. Well, we're fired up. I'm going to put you on the phone here with Coach Harbaugh, all right?
Okay. All right, bet.
All right. Congratulations.
Yep.
Hey, man.
Coach Harbaugh.
Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you, Coach. Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate you, too. Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you for being who you are. We had this conversation, didn't we?
Yes, sir. We did. Let's do it.
We said God was going to make this happen, and he did.
Yes, sir.
Got our guy. You're going to love this guy. You take my word for it.
That's very cool. It's a very cool moment for all of them to know they were going to get him.
I would say this. The excitement comes. It's a little bit like gambling, Rothman, where you can buy points down, or like, you know, you get some in-game action, see if they score or different things. But there's a point where like you try to find the value in that. And the Giants are like, well, we really like him. And then all of a sudden he doesn't go 2, doesn't go 3. And they're thinking, okay, Tennessee probably wants to go offense, but Love's gone. Is it going to be Tate? Or then the wild card is, does someone else trade? And then all of a sudden you're like, oh no, we don't, why did they trade up? What are they going to do? And so as soon as you see Tennessee has the pick in, they're thinking, okay, well, they're probably not, maybe they take him, maybe they don't, but they have like a little screen, like an interweb that goes around, and they show the pick, they show they take, so they see before it's obviously on TV and everything comes out.
So wait, maybe take me through that again. So when the Giants are watching, they're not watching ESPN or NFL Network.
When I was down there for day 3, they have a separate screen, and as soon as they say the pick is in, like ESPN knows that. They have that, too.
So then you're telling me that that team does get a little extra time than 8 minutes?
No, they start the clock, though.
Oh, they do?
If you ever look, and then the clock, the pick is in, and they maybe give them a little buffer, but no, they're running the clock then at that point. And so they see that, and now they're like, okay, we got our guy. Like, there's excitement, I think, to the reality of the unknown of whether or not they're going to be there.
I think they thought, I thought, that Arizona was trying to get out of that. I did not really see Arizona taking Jeremiah Love. I thought they'd be tempted, but it is a running back, and he's great one.
And the thing is, they may have tried, and like that's the same thing with Cleveland. Like,
but they could have taken Reese then.
They could have.
Let's say they wanted to trade out of the pick because they didn't want to take a running back, or they thought they'd get more for that because of the temptation for Jeremiah versus Arvell. But they decided to pass on him, and then Tennessee could have taken him too.
They could have, but I think Tennessee, you wanted to get some help for your young quarterback, and maybe they tried to trade out. I mean, this was a weird draft. I think a lot of people wanted to move, but they weren't just going to move back if they're not going to get something of significance to move back. You'd rather just take the guy that you like as opposed to trading back and risking him not being there and you not really getting enough to offset what that then could be.
So I asked this question, I think, to you or maybe other people before the draft. – when both those guys just killed it at the combine, I started asking the question, did Sonny pass Arvell in some people's minds? And what kept coming back was, well, it felt like Arvell was just this more hybrid guy and Sonny maybe a little more traditional, but the Arvell part was, boy, only one full season, started only one full season. Is that enough? And certainly his athleticism and everything he can do. Did this version of the NFL drive that argument, drive that as a tiebreaker? Like, it, when you were coming out, would a guy like Arvell Reese have gone over certain traditional linebackers back in 05?
Probably not to the degree now. Because, like, there's Chad Greenway, AJ, you know, those guys are, like, more traditional off the ball. I could do some, you know, more hybrid stuff on the edge. And it was kind of morphing at that point. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't such a premium placed on pass rushers at that point, like there is now. Like edge guys that if you could impact a quarterback and you can be dynamic off the edge, those guys are at a premium now. So whether you define them as an outside linebacker, it's why they just call them edges, whether you're 4-3 defensive end, 3-4, I mean, it's kind of all muddied. But if you can get after the quarterback and you've got elite traits, those positions are incredibly valuable now.
Was the question TLC ever asked of the Giants or anybody who covers the Giants, whether this would have gone reverse, whether Arvell was taken by Arizona, let's say, and Love dropped, or let's say Tennessee took Sonny Styles and they went that way with Saleh envisioning, you know, his top linebacker. If the Giants are there at 5 and Arvell and Sonny are both gone, are they taking Jeremiah Love to right the wrong of Saquon Barkley and Cam Scadabo is injured and you've got Neighbors and Dart?
So maybe, or maybe they trade back a little bit more. And because I think at Love at 5, there's people that would value that and say, okay, can we move back? You don't want to move back too far, though, because they need to get good players.
Well, or they would have taken, maybe they would have taken Caleb Downs. There was thought that Harbaugh might have.
They also had 10 from Cincinnati. So where that would factor in. And there were all those rumors that once they got 10 for the Dexter Lawrence pick, that they were huge fans of Jordan Tyson.
Correct.
And so that would make sense because I can't name a receiver outside of Malik Neighbors. So I assume that they need one. And so if Carnell Tate were there, I don't think they would have been upset about it.
I would love to know that answer. Like if Arvell and Sonny, well, maybe if they were both.
Here's all you have to do is you look at their board and they put a list like, you know, Mel Kiper does his, not your mock draft, but they'll have like a power list. Power
the Giants rankings. Big board.
Yes.
Yeah, but Giants. Who has access to that?
I mean, you talk to the right people. Okay. Maybe.
You got to get the codes, Rothman.
The codes.
The ATR.
Give me your code, man.
Ask the right questions. I mean, because they would never openly admit that publicly, but you could probably talk. If there's people that have good enough relationships, they were like, hey, if they were there, I think if Arvell was gone, I think there was a good chance that they would have taken Caleb there.
Because they wanted him. Let's not wait to think we could get him at 10. They may not know if they could get him at 10 at
and
that
that's,
point.
And that's kind of the, when you have two picks like that, it's because it's almost like trading back.
Yeah.
If we trade back, can we still get our guy? Because you try to get greedy. You try to get that window
wide. They wouldn't have taken Sonny?
I think that there was a chance that Sonny was in play right there as well. I thought Arvell would be gone. I don't know if he could have justified a safety at that position, but if you look at what, and I was telling Maddie this with the Ravens, I mean, they had Ed Reed there forever, and then they had Kyle Hamilton. And so, like, there's a high premium in that defense. In a security blanket, and I think Harbaugh appreciates Downs the same way that he appreciated those guys.
I think if you asked him, he might admit this. I was taking a Buckeye.
Yeah.
And that's probably all he'd probably admit to. We'll come back with Party Like a Rothstar next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
The sound of Paul Keel's calling a Buckeye game is erotic.
Oh, yes.
Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
There's an old story about...
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
.com
Last year, Eric Reeser and T-Bone staged the first annual Fan 5K. People had a good time and no one died. So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reeser's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvus, Common Man, and Timmy make total fools of themselves? Maybe. Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes. Register today at 971therace.com. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Let's all gather into the Kiki. It's time to party like a rock star.
So usually, Maddie sends in Maddie's movies. Like, he's, I don't know why, like every day now he comes in here and he throws on a movie for me on one screen. We keep sports on the other because that's what we do.
Gosh, I'm trying to think what we were watching last week when you were
I don't know, but he recommended this one apparently. This one just came through. Couples Weekend. So I wonder if he's at home watching this.
Is this the sequel to Couples Retreat?
I don't think so.
So do it.
Here's the description, TLC, of the recommendation. Trapped in a cozy cabin by a blizzard, two couples ring in the new year with a... with a mysterious cocktail that strips away their inhibitions, turning their romantic getaway into a showdown of secrets, betrayals, and rapidly shifting loyalties. Is this the R-rated version of Big Brother?
Sounds amazing.
About to say, it sounds like Maddie would be watching it right now.
Well, he's trying to get better.
It's in their t-shirt, no pants, on the couch, just watching this.
All right. Party like a Roth star, Your Honor. You want to throw somebody out there?
Oh goodness, I'll start with the whole Cavs squad. They got the dub on Saturday.
All right.
They had a nice lead, and then they really like to get the juices flowing there.
Well, they like Harden again, apparently, up there now.
James Harden. He was a turnover machine in the first two games. One of them, he had like nine. I mean, it was just gross.
More turnovers than field goals is not usually the way you want to go.
No, but they cut it down. I'm like, if the one thing they lost was a game one, it was close. I'm like, if you just cut down, if you just cut that by 10%, you would probably win this game.
All right, I like it.
They had 15, which isn't great, but it's a heck of a lot better than what they'd been.
Yeah, they got to start hunting some matchups now against Dunkin' Donuts, Robinson, and a couple others. If they start hunting some matchups, put Harden on Robinson and let him... get well that way. Also, they're a team that lives and dies by shooting threes, and they have been atrocious on, not only, they keep this NBA stat, it's not just threes you miss, it's open threes, and then there's a whole nother level of wide open threes. Like, I don't know who tracks these, but the NBA does. Somebody's job is to look at this, how open was that three and how wide open was it? They are horrible in the playoffs on wide open threes right now, so turnovers come down a little bit, threes come up a little bit, and all of a sudden you got a series. But they really got to hunt some matchups.
They're favored by 3.5 tonight.
Well, they're at home, and they're favored by 3. You're getting the Pistons in 3.5 tonight. You're either gambling, which I like, I just think you got to hunt some of their bad defensive players. That's the way to go. And pick up the pace a little bit. Like, that's who they are.
That's Harden isn't a fat. He doesn't like to play fast. Yeah.
Well, he can shoot occasionally. Donovan, Harden, Mobley can shoot, Struce, Merrill, Tyson, Wade, they can shoot.
Harden's never met a shot he didn't like now.
Here's the stat, 26 of 81 on open or wide open threes. That's 30%, 35%? That's not good. On wide open or open threes, both levels. All right, let me go to Oklahoma City, and they had to replace Jalen Williams during the playoffs. I'll go to this guy, grew up in Europe. Spent a few seasons about an hour away from downtown L.A., UC Santa Barbara. Second round pick in 24. Enter Belgian guard A.J. Mitchell. Career playoff highs, 24 points, 10 assists, no turnovers. Imagine having a game like that when they hammered the Lakers on Saturday night. And he is one of those latest guys that just they kind of plug and play. They've done a really good job with him. He's averaging 21 points a game against the Lakers. He's hitting 53% of his shots, I see. He's only committed three turnovers. Like, this contract is aging very well. 3 years, $9 million. That is a ridiculous steal, even before these numbers came up. And he explained, I guess, before the game, why he's gone with, when they introduce, the Belgian Waffle University.
A.J. Mitchell, Belgian Waffle University.
Yeah, but where'd the Belgian Waffle University thing come from? Whose idea was that?
I mean...
So they asked me to do two, one serious and one funny, and I was thinking about a funny one, and I was like, okay, like, Belgian waffle would be pretty funny. Didn't expect them to put it out, especially, I think I was the only one with, like, the funny one, so it looked funny, but it was pretty cool. I had a lot of guys reach out, say it was funny. People from my school were a little upset, so got to shout out UC Santa Barbara, but yeah, I thought it was funny.
What is, I've ordered them before, what constitutes a Belgian waffle versus, am I missing something here?
Maybe it's, I think it's a little thicker.
Oh, nice.
It's got the deep crevasses.
All right. For the syrup to hide.
Oh, you really
all right.
Load it up
there
in
you
there,
go.
I think.
No, you're probably right. I think you are right. Belgian waffle, a variety of a waffle with lighter batter, larger squares. Well done. Deeper pockets than North American waffles.
There you go.
You like that deep pie? I thought it had something to do with the powdered sugar or something.
No, see, I like the Belgian waffle because I like to fill it with the whipped cream, Rothman. And when you have those nice...
Fall into deep, those nooks and crannies.
Deep crevasses.
Just
fill it up in there. So good.
You want it to get all up in that waffle.
Oh, you bite into
Belgian
it.
Belgian style.
And the cream just kind of squirts all over your face. It's so delicious.
All right, my boy, let's go to the diamond for the last one.
It's like
for
a
me.
Dessert.
You guys know Bryce Tarang walked off the Yankees. Was it yesterday or the day before? And his last 10 games, he's batting a tick under 400. Guy's batting 395 in the last 10 games. Sealed the weekend sweep for the Brewers. And this guy is who they thought he was. First round pick, 21 overall years ago. And that's pretty awesome. To walk off the Yankees, I think he played at LSU. But he's a Brewer, and he's batting 395 in his last 10 games. That'll get it done. That is party like a Rothstar, unless you'd like to add an honorable mention Belgian waffle.
Bodie had been hyping it up to me a little bit, and I watched F1 yesterday.
Okay.
Started at about a little before 8. It's a full 2.5 hours. And I'll give my youngest son, Caleb, a lot of credit, man. He hung in there. He wanted to watch a comedy. He loves Farley. He loves Sandler. I don't know how he had these two, if he asked Alexa what some recommendations, because Dad, how about Hangover or Caddyshack? I said, okay, both really good. Hangover, not appropriate for you yet. Caddyshack, you would like it. Some of the jokes might go over your head a little bit.
He's seen Tommy Boy.
Oh, he's seen all of Sandler. I think he's seen about every Sandler movie and every Farley movie as well. Loves them all. But we watched F1. Brad Pitt was great in it. Really, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very good, and he hung in there with me, and we had a nice little... My other two boys were dipping in and out on it, but you know, we had my mother, my in-laws, and my parents were up yesterday, so they were up all day, and at the end of the night, like, all right, let's just sit down and relax, and we'll F1
racing.
I'll
take his recommendation. I've not seen it yet. I hear it is very good, and I'll give you the grade. What he gave it a...
Thumbs
strong.
Up. Yeah, I would say B plus A minus. Okay. Like, it's good.
Top of the hour, the floor is yours. 821-9710 is our number. The best call gets the Skyline gift card this week. Feel free to weigh in next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
Catch T-Bone and Tyvus weekday mornings from 6 to 9. If you're not completely satisfied, we'll rewind time and erase your brain. For real, the Fan.
Get an ego.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported the LA Chargers have agreed to terms with former Browns tight end David Njoku on a 1-year, $8 million deal. He ranks second in Browns history in touchdowns and receptions for a tight end. NBA playoffs tonight, Cavaliers host the Pistons at 8 in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Semis. Cleveland took Game 3 on Saturday, 116-109, behind 19 points from James Harden. Head coach Kenny Atkinson said that's the Harden he knows.
We needed it, right? We're searching. We got some good screenings into some
you know, the matchups we wanted, and he went to work.
Cavs have not lost a playoff game at Rocket Arena this year. Elsewhere in the NBA, ESPN reported the Bucks are seeking trade offers for MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo. Co-owner Jimmy Haslam said the team will decide whether he will sign a max contract before the draft or he will play somewhere else. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
No one funks up the work microwave like these two. Fish again? You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Second hour of the program. Bobby Carpenter in for the Iceman today. Old home week. Good to have him aboard. We'll take some of your calls here in moments.
The
floor is
yours.
821-9710. The ex Xavier McDaniel? Who's the ex? Wait.
I was kind of throwing off the dice man, but
oh, the dice man!
I figured you said no.
I know exactly what you meant. That's right, Andrew Dice Clay. I remember it back in the day. Believe me, I could do him now, but then I'd get fired. by the way, real quickly, I saw that the NBA lottery, you know, is going to try to do the. They're going to try to do the anti-tanking, and I'm not going to get into it because I think it's boring, and I don't have a lot of time for it. But what I would add, but I would tell you this: can't you just be bad? Like, what is everybody tanking, or can you actually just be bad?
There are some teams that it's absolutely atrocious, and
I'm saying you're right. It is, but they've orchestrated it maybe for that reason. What is the difference then between strategically planning your future and tanking? Aren't you entitled? You brought up, what was the example you brought up earlier today with the Pacers?
Oh, the Pacers. Calvert, yeah, the Pacers. President Kevin Pritchard apologized to his fans because there was something where they traded away a first round draft pick. However,
it was protected.
It was protected if they won the lottery, and the first four picks are in the lottery. So if they finish in the top four of the lottery, which they had the second, they were the second worst team in the league, so they were supposed to, but they didn't win the lottery. They got bounced to the number five pick. And that means their first round pick goes, and their president says, I'm sorry, you know, it wasn't supposed to be like this. And so you're basically saying, hey, we were supposed to be bad enough to get in the top four and keep this pick. It just didn't work out, which is...
They fell one spot outside their top four protection.
Yes.
All right. So the pick transfers to the Clippers. All right.
Yes.
Well, that's a catastrophe.
Got to bring in Matty's ex sometimes.
But I mean, that's the swing of the fortune, right? And you don't know. My point in this is that if you're always going to penalize the bottom three, when are they allowed to just be bad where they're not actually tanking?
I think the problem is that you look at even in the NFL, and maybe it's because it's a combination. It's a different sport. You have to play hard in football or you'll physically get hurt. And there's less games and the contracts aren't guaranteed largely.
But you could put out worse players.
Even you go look the last couple weeks of the season, even with bad teams, you watch these bad teams win all the time and like they win games of consequence. Mm-hmm. If you ever watch the teams in the NBA that are like trying to be bad, it is an unwatchable product. And so if you're trying to market this to television partners, like if you don't want people in your own arena, that's fine. But marketing it to like your television partners, they keep wanting to juice these rates and no one watches it because it's bad.
Because it's bad. Is this bad? Best call today from our callers. We'll get a Skyline gift card, $25. The Skyline Dip Cholito now. They're back with a new twist at participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time. The Skyline Dip Cholito. Who's leading us off, TLC?
Let's do Danny in Delaware.
Danny in Delaware. Your dime, your dance floor.
Boys, I'm back in Delaware from Disney, but I had to call in to apologize. Unfortunately, I'm calling in with a sick day today. I think I got the same thing that Maddie did from the Salisbury steak we had at Sirens on Saturday night. So I really do apologize for that.
But, did you say Sirens?
Yes, that's what he said.
Nice.
Yes, Sirens. I mean, it was a fun night, but let's just say the aftermath. The poop shoot's not happy. It's a little irritated. We need to rest up today because we have to watch the Cavs tonight. So I just wanted to call in and apologize, but I did want to ask you this. With all the bathroom talk today, would you rather pee a marble or poop a bowling ball? Oof. Have a day, boys.
All right, Danny from Delaware. The Salisbury steak at Sirens, the alliteration really is terrific.
But it really slid in under the radar. I'm like, did he say Sirens?
Yeah.
That's
how do you handle a hungry man, a manhandler?
Pee a marble. I've never had a kidney stone.
I never have.
That's
I've
one of my biggest fears.
So I have a buddy of mine that's had them.
Yeah, I've heard
several,
of
unfortunately. And I do believe that he got to the point where he said, forget that, we're going to go in and get it. Where they surgically go
in
and
get
it.
They put in like a stent, too. They can do, I had a friend that had a stent put in. Which that
a boulder splitter.
That sounded terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I'm not really sure about the bowling ball and the other. I'm not. Is that like severe constipation is what he's talking about?
I don't know.
Because I will tell you, I'm going to probably take the pee in the marble.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this out of experience. I don't know how this happened one time, but
I didn't think you'd actually answer the question.
Austin's peed a lot of marbles.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you that. I've always asked Bobby on the show when we used to host, I said, is it the burning or the itching? What's worse? But I remember getting to the point where you couldn't go the other way. And that is surgically painful. Even more, I think, than the kidney stone. I do believe.
Well, here's the other thing, too.
When you're backed up that way.
Yeah, the thing with you, the people you meet over the course of your life, one of Romo's good buddies growing up, he was telling us stories about residency when he was going through a doctor and how he had to, there was a lady that came in that had an impacted bowel and you basically have to like nurse that thing out of there with his hand. And he goes, the people that get impacted bowels probably don't have the best diet in general and they're probably not the most fit people you're going to find. That's how their bowel got to
that
point.
For me, it's I just don't drink enough water.
But he's like, I had to put my hand up there, and he goes, the smell of it was atrocious. He goes, I'm literally throwing up in a bucket beside me while I'm, like, milking this lady's colon. Like, oh, it's,
I am telling you.
The description
I haven't gotten to that level, but I was at a point where if you called an ambulance for me, I don't think I would have been able to physically get in. They would have had to come upstairs. Put me on a gurney somehow, and that's how bad it was. So I am going to answer his question. I think I'll take the marble.
Well, plus, and the other point to this is Cole doesn't know your long list of escapades, especially through the 90s, and the fact that maybe you haven't peed a marble, but you probably have peed a flamethrower before.
Well, that's what I've asked you, the burning or the itching, which is worse? Who's next?
Randy in Nashville.
Do I make you Randy? Randy, floor is yours, my man.
Hey, guys, what's up? Hey, good to have Carp on the show. Big Cowboys and Browns fan. Two quick questions. What do you think Caleb Downs is going to do for the Cowboys? And are they going to give Shador a shot?
Ooh, that's good. I don't think that. I think they'll give Shador a shot. I don't think that he ends up. I don't think it's a big shot, though. I mean, I think they want Watson to play this year, and I don't know why. I don't know.
I know why.
Because they paid him?
That's it. I think the owner wants to say, I could recoup some money here. Like, I actually could save this trade and make myself feel better, my team better.
The thing is, the worst-case scenario is if he plays really well.
I've been preaching this
for a month. You're going to give him another
TLC,
deal?
You hear this? I've been preaching this for a month, and no one will listen.
Are you give
it's
him an
counterintuitive.
Yes.
I agree. You shouldn't want him to do well unless he delivers beyond your wildest dreams again.
But still,
I know.
As his agent calls, it's like, hey, about that extension,
Bob,
you're thinking, I paid this guy $240 million
to
get massages, tear his Achilles twice, and not win us a damn game until this year, and now you're calling me? Like, get out of here.
This is like, you need a new oil pump and you put all this money into your car and you finally got it running. It didn't run at all after you bought it. And then it starts running and they tell you, all right, now you need a new engine.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's working now. I already paid for it. That's what this is. Caleb Downs. I hear he's kind of turning some heads already.
Oh yeah. Shoddy, they were super pumped when they got him. Like, they did not think that he would be there and they were ecstatic. So they're going to probably do some stuff a little bit more unique. Put him, I think he's going to play a little nickelback and do some, move him around a lot. He's a smart guy. And so I know they're going to get really creative with him in that defense.
That would be fantastic. Great spot for him. And I think that's,
That would be very good for him to land there. And it's what they need, and certainly he's got to help that defense, and they could be really good this year. They're opening against the Giants. That was already leaked.
Oh, that's going to be great.
All right, we're going to spill some of the calls over to the next segment. The floor is yours, 821-9710, and the Skyline gift card still up for grabs. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We're the girthiest radio station in the history of radio. Uncomfortably girthy. This promo is uncomfortable. The Fan, Ohio's girth destination.
Hey, what's up? It's
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/ScorecardPlus for details.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see clouds increase as we head into the day today, but lots of sunshine to start with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy. Our overnight lows getting into the upper 30s again and low 40s. Then for Tuesday, we will see a partly sunny to mostly sunny day with more clouds the second half of the day and highs getting up into the low 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Question from a listener. Do you dopes ever get tired of talking about Ohio State? No. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan. Anthony's tennis shorts were so tight, they had to pixelate his crotch. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Bob, speaking of the bathroom visits, I told you my story about when I had to take my original drug test here, right? You remember that story? And I went to the independent drug testing place.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yes.
The big boy.
Well, because I told you this has happened for, I've seen this happen multiple times.
So I go to take my drug test for the Fan, and
you did the wrong one in the cup?
No. I have an urge that I didn't realize was going to be there.
Sometimes when you just release it, Cole, I mean, all your orifices just want
to. But here's the thing. If you go to take a drug test for a job, they don't let you flush the toilet because they don't want any impropriety. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want you to.
I get it. Yeah.
Substitute some urine in.
You give them more than they asked for.
No. It's about, like.
Yeah, it's chain of custody with all the drugs and everything.
So there's, you know, nice young nurses in there, and they're. And I'm there, and I'm like, I don't think I've had enough water this morning. Now I can't go because I got to do the other thing. And there's some sort of stupid bodily function where if you have to go number two, you cannot go. They just have to go at the same time. And now I'm sitting there.
You only got one lever to pull.
That's it.
Right,
it's only one lever to pull. One arm bandit. And then I say to the nurse, I say, hey, because I got to go now, but I don't want to go in there because the bathroom's like right in the hallway and it's right at the nursing station. And now it's getting awkward now. And I'm like, hey, can I go next door to McDonald's and get some water? Like, I just can't urinate right now. And like, no, you can't leave. You've already checked in.
Yeah.
So they look at that as a refusal to test. And so that's going to be what the Fan finds out my first day. he got here. He signed in and then just blew doors and left. So, Bob, I'm there an hour. Like, I'm like, we have a little water cooler over there. You can take some Dixie cups.
Wrong idea about you.
And then I finally had to say to her, hey, this is a full pit stop. I got to go in there. And they finally said, just go. And the rest is history.
So, in the NFL, they want to watch, and maybe it's not that, well, for the steroids, it probably still is. Yeah, because weed, I don't think they really test for that anymore. But for steroids, like, you go in there, and you have to go in shirt off and, like, pull your pants down to your knees. And there's a dude that looks like this is what all the major league umpires can do when they lose their jobs to the robots. I mean, they're down. They've got a bent knee. They're squatting. They're watching.
Call Tim Timmons.
They're watching.
Get him back in here.
The fluid leave your body and just go right into the club. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so oftentimes you do the drug test.
It's a paid position.
It is a paid position. Okay. And oftentimes, like, especially during training camp, they'll do that in the morning. Like, hey, they'll let you know you got a drug test tomorrow morning. They call you. You got to come down. So, all right, well, usually, oftentimes, guys are drinking a lot of water before they go to bed at night. You wake up like, I got to take a leak, and I got to go now. So you go down there in one of the rooms in the hotel. You go down. All the trainers will be in there. And then the drug testing people. And so they have a bathroom in there. And they're calling like three or four guys a day usually. And I remember I go down there. I'm like, man, I got to pee. I'm like, what the heck's going on? And there's a dude in there taking a dump in the toilet. And he goes, I had to go. And they're like,
that's me.
The thing is, they have to watch you the whole time. So he's sitting down.
She didn't do that.
Trying to, yeah. And I'm like watching. The dude's crabbing with the door open. And it's a hotel room. But so it's not like there's a lot
but
of
But is my theory correct that, so he had to do that to do the other?
Yes.
Exactly.
So this isn't unique to you. So he's there. but meanwhile, and it's like a suite. So there's like a little kitchenette and everything in there. And I'm like, listen, I got to go. And they're like, well, you're here. You can't leave. I'm like, I'm going to pee. Like, I'll just pee right here. Like, well, you need somewhere. They give you like a cup that's like 6 ounces, 8 ounces. I'm like, listen,
you're
gonna, bro.
That's going to spill
you
over.
You can give me about 10 of those right now. I've been holding it, watching him take a dump for the last 15 minutes. I got to pee. You're backing up my day. So like, well, what do you want to do? I go, fine. So I go over and just take a leak, and I'm doing, he's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, yo, I'm offloading in the sink afterwards, buddy. So I just flip the water on, and he's like, are you serious? I'm like, it's either that or just pee on the floor in a trash can. I go, I'm not getting suspended for a few. I mean, we're talking 4-game suspension in the NFL.
I know.
That would have cost me.
Yeah, well, Bob came in. He didn't want to test.
Well, no, I didn't want to test.
No, he did.
Somebody's taking a dump in the toilet. So the options are either A, I can somehow pee between his legs while he's sitting there, or BIP in the sink.
Where's my Phil Mickelson drop? Damn.
Someone took a dump in the cup.
It's in there somewhere. All right. I'm glad that someone can relate to my story.
That happens a lot, though.
And I must have been there 2 hours. And finally,
someone took a dump in the cup.
Exactly.
The thing is, though, Rothman, when you get very desensitized when it's basically...
Oh, yeah. Like, I was kind of nervous for, you know, going for the job and...
When you're, like, in Shawshank and they just stand there and watch you pee, I'm like, what do you put down on your job description as when you're the drug testing guy? Most of them, they just let you go in the bathroom. But, like, in the NFL...
Who was the Wizinator?
That's...
The guy from my Vikes.
Othello.
Yeah.
Not Hunter. This is going to kill me. I looked him up because the Wizinator, you can still buy it.
Yeah, that was good.
It was, and that's why that they used to just allow you to like pull your pants down. You could have a shirt kind of hanging and providing some coverage. But then the Wizinator came out.
Yeah, Smith.
Ontario Smith. And
the original Wizinator.
The original Wizinator. I mean, they have 4 skin tones in there, so you can match it up with whatever your profile is.
TLC, you ever heard of that?
No.
Oh, dude.
This was back right when Bobby was graduating from Ohio State. Yeah.
Appendage that you strap on.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what you do with the real
caught
one.
Caught him at the airport.
Well, yeah, that's how he got in trouble. He had been using this, and then the NFL found out about it, and you could kind of have it belted on in the shirt.
Oh, yeah,
would
hang it's
over.
Like an athletic supporter.
And then you have like a little plunger that you would squeeze, and it would kind of spray out or whatever. But the problem, that's why you had to go in there. I think that happened in like 04, 05, because my.
It did. It was right after you,
I came in, and that's it's like, wait, why do I have to have my shirt off?
Like, he ruined it for all
the
of you.
Wizinator. So now I'm walking in here. It's like, this is the most uncomfortable thing in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
You're like a 4-year-old boy, like no shirt on, pants to your knees, standing in front of a urinal while another dude looks at you taking a leak. I mean, you want to talk about one of the most humiliating things
in the
world.
The news broke on Wednesday that Smith was caught at the Twin Cities airport with an elaborate contraption designed to beat drug tests.
What year?
A search of his bag was carrying turned up several vials of dried urine and a device called the Wizinator, which included a fake appendage, bladder, and athletic device. An NFL spokesman said using the device during a drug test would be a violation.
The 05 Vikings.
That's right.
Boat trips and Wizinators.
Mm-hmm. Well, the
original, I think Fred that's Smith. Where...
so this is, by the way, I talked to some of the guys.
Probably where Step Brothers got the song from.
Well, that's really what it was. But the reason they got caught, they'd been doing that for years, I guess. They'd fly all these girls in from around the country and they'd put them on a 3-hour tour, Rothman. And the way they got caught is people finally start calling the police, which By the way, it's remarkable. Like, if you're outside and it's night on the lake, just take a leak in the lake.
Weren't they taking a leak in people's yards or something?
Docking up and running to people's backyards, yeah. And that's where I'm like, dude, you can pee in the water behind my house. You don't need to be running up and peeing in my grass, okay?
Like, you're going to kill the grass.
I'm out here trying to watch.
Bad for the grass.
Trying to watch an episode of ER, and there's some random dude taking a leak in your backyard at 10:30 at night.
All right, who has to follow this up?
Oh, yeah. We'll wrap it up with John and Lewis Center.
Lucky him. You may win just for having to follow this up. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Oh, thanks, fellas. I'm glad I waited around to follow that up. I wonder how many fantasy football names in 2006 were the Wizinator. Got to be at least 50% of them. Okay. So, look, I don't know what made me more sick to my stomach, Bobby describing the human Roto-Rooter situation or the idea of giving Deshaun Watson another contract with the England Browns. They both were terrible. But I'm a week late on this. I missed last week. I apologize. A lot of finger pointing about the basketball tournament, specifically at the coach, is what I heard on all the shows. So I didn't know Maddie would be out today. This makes it even better. I want to know, two co-hosts and producer, all shows on the Fan, 3-on-3 tournament, which show's winning?
3-on-3 tourney, all shows. I think we'd have a decent chance.
I would say you guys have the strongest top to bottom three, I would say.
We have depth.
Here's the thing. There's no liabilities. You can still move enough, Roth.
Or now, just spot
we got,
up.
I got to get some Tiger Balm on your back. We'll have to give you that elixir, the elixir that we did for the mask.
So I went down to Louisville. I told Bobby I was driving an Indy car at Kentucky Speedway, and then I was playing Valhalla. It literally was the last weekend of my life. Like, it could have been, and I would have been okay with it. And my back was killing me, and I got to get into an Indy car, and Bob's like, I'll get you in the car. And I'm like, Bob, they don't pry open. I go, the steering wheel comes off, but he goes, I'll get you in the car. And he gave me the combination of preloading and ibuprofen and some other things, and I made it through the IndyCar thing and played bad golf, but I came back on Monday and I was wearing shorts, and out of nowhere I noticed this like cantaloupe sized bruise on the back of my calf. And I'm like, what is that? And like, clearly I was like internally bleeding. Well, probably
some blood thinners. I mean, you're maybe a little more susceptible to some bleeding, but
he got me in the car.
You said if I died, it would be fine. Right. I told you I'd get you through both of the events.
You know, a buddy of mine went with me, and I said, how was it? Was it great? And he's like, I couldn't do it because I got claustrophobic. I had to get out. Like, I got in, I got out. I go, when you're not moving, the claustrophobia just takes you over. Like, as soon as the car is moving, you have a job to do. Your mind doesn't play tricks with you. And I was going, and nobody really knows how fast you're going. When I got done, they give you a certificate, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's awesome, 160. And I told my brother, because it's like an Andretti school, and if you get 150 plus, they give you a shirt and a hat and
maybe
something to bury you in, and some shroud to bury. And I told my brother, I'm like, you know what? I think I could go faster, because I didn't know.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? You tempted fate. You made it through. Check the box. And you didn't hit a wall.
But
an axle didn't break.
Guys do that.
Yeah.
Because it's like
the rush.
It's the rush.
You get
man.
No rush. I say we give it. You be the tiebreaker, but he waited a long time for that.
John and Lewis.
John, way to go, bud. You get our Skyline $25 gift card. Skyline Dip Cholito is back with a new twist, participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time. We come back in 2 minutes. Adam King of 10 TV saunters in. What will he be covering today? We'll ask him next. Roth.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
There's nothing like ripping off your pants and enjoying some lobster bisque. This is Rothman and Ice.
Adam King, 10 TV in the house.
I tell you what, Maddie has, I mean, he looks so much bigger. He's been hitting the gym. Yeah. I'm proud of him.
Listen, Maddie, I like to think that I eat pretty clean and eat well. Maddie is, he's gone to another level.
The man doesn't...
How, that's why we're wondering how he got the food poisoning, because he eats so perfectly.
Probably from the cranberry and nuts that he eats, you know?
Just one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
which, that's an unbelievable discipline, too.
Yeah,
I've tried to eat them one at a time. Dude, it's like a handful.
Yeah, throw them in there.
Maybe just somebody didn't wash the lettuce or something. I don't know.
Also, can we talk about how there are too many calories when it comes to, like, what is that called, trail mix? There's too many calories.
Well, there's M&M's in there. Well, chocolate chips or which ones?
Okay, but it doesn't matter. If I got it's the peanuts. Why are peanuts so many calories? They're delicious.
Well, the fat content.
They're nutrient-dense food.
Yeah. I hate it. Somebody come out with zero-calorie peanuts.
Well, we can get you a peanut allergy if you want
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Right. That,
like, we could probably inject that.
I can sit
that
at my own table in school. Did you guys have that at your schools where there was a peanut allergy table?
No.
Oh, really?
No, not
No kid I ever knew had a peanut allergy.
That wasn't a thing.
Nobody was allergic.
You couldn't sit at the end table. You could if you were their friends, but then they had to go through your lunch and make sure there wasn't a peanut, anything in there that would cause.
I don't remember.
No, we didn't have that.
Yeah.
When was that birthed? That was when we were allowed to bring in, like, you would make cookies and cupcakes for your birthdays, and people would bring them in, and now they can't do that anymore.
I was still that generation where you could bring them in, but you had to be cognizant of, like, hey, you can't give it to Timmy because Timmy's got a peanut allergy, and so... Sorry, Timmy.
I think the table thing is fine. They were trying to tell me, like, you couldn't have a peanut butter sandwich at school because of one kid. I'm like, listen, I'm not trying to kill that kid, but I'm telling you that we're bringing peanut butter sandwiches to school. Like, I'm not saying throw it at the kid. Like, let's be respectful of this, but there's a way to
food
exist
pie.
Here.
Yeah. All right. I just think they were pretty rare then. I don't know how they were birthed.
We've slowly, I'm telling you, thank goodness we have the enhanced games coming up, where we can start really testing the bounds of human evolution.
Naturally enhanced.
Yes, because when the machines rise, we're gonna have to be strong. Yeah.
Did you see this robot monk that they had overseas? They turned a robot into a monk. We ran it on our newscast. I mean, why are we... Robbie, where do you stand on the robots? It seems
I thought you were going to ask him, where do you stand on joining the monastery?
That's right, both.
Probably monastery, probably not a great life for me. I mean, I'm already married and have kids, so...
You'd be okay there.
Yeah. The robot thing, I've tried to tell people, the AI and all this stuff, my phone knows more about me, and all the devices conspire against you.
It's listening?
Mm-hmm. It always is listening. Right. And
what if you turn the Wi-Fi off?
There was something I had never searched, and I was literally just talking. We're talking about it on the show, and next thing you know, it's like, boom, coming up in my feeds. It's all over the place. It's on my YouTube, on my TV. Like, they all talk to each other and conspire against you, and it's only a matter of time. Like, we're going to build AI. Oh, great. I watched this. There was an Avengers about it, where the machine comes and takes you over. We don't have any superheroes.
I think we're going to get to a point. I don't know where it is.
We're working for them.
Yeah. So here's my fear.
Okay.
Of the whole, when it'll finally jump the shark.
Okay.
If I were to get on an airplane and there's no pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Then I would say, we're done.
So would you do a Waymo?
Yeah,
would you
get in the
cars without?
I'm just saying. Around town, I probably would, except you're coming up to a railroad crossing, and like now I'm stuck. But I feel like the car around town, highway at 80, I'd probably not at this point. But I made the case to Bob years ago that you could make the case that there would be less accidents overall.
Yeah.
Because of distracted driving and people eating and smoking, like they're doing everything. I'm on 670, so we got a cigarette in this hand and a drink in this hand and a phone there.
Okay, well, let's not talk about Cole coming into work today, all right? Anyway.
I'm just saying, I think overall, I'm not saying that would eliminate it. I'm just saying overall, I think our statistics would be down if nobody was able to drive.
I think that if you got a pilot in here right now, they would tell you that the plane pretty much flies itself at this point.
Okay.
All they've got to do is take off and land.
And where kind of integral.
Where do you see the most issues happen?
It's not the takeoff, it's the landing.
Okay.
All right. There has never been a plane that hasn't landed. It's
landed properly is what he's looking for.
It's just the
landed
condition,
where?
Condition you might be in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gravity takes care of that.
I told Bobby this years ago. So my stepdad, when I was a kid,
that's a great line.
Never liked wearing a seatbelt. Mm-hmm. And my mother used to always say to him,
he was the cool stepdad. Give him six.
He was the cool step. He had a motorcycle. He was. I had the best of both worlds. There's no question. And so he would say to my mother, hey, when the crash happens, I want to be as far away from it as possible. And as a kid, I thought, that sounds about right.
See, as people get crushed in the car. No, just throw me on out of there.
That's it. So he would always say that, you know, when it happens, if it does.
It's an interesting take.
If I'm as far away from it as possible, that's good.
Flying through the air at 70 miles an hour.
Just a fiery, crumpled mess. Didn't sound good either.
All right.
Are you covering what is supposed to be potentially an Ohio State football jersey reveal tonight?
Yeah, I'll put that on the old television. I think it gets fans fired up. You know what? Nobody's ever happy in the Ohio State Twitterverse. So I'm looking forward to the split decision about this. Let me tell you something. They could put out an all gold jersey with actual gold particles that they built to surround Jeremiah Smith that would never get him hurt in a game, and people would still find a reason to be upset about it. So
they'd also find a reason to buy it, I think.
Well, that's
if it said Ohio State on it. Like, honestly, I always said play well, look good. Meaning if you're playing well in anything, people will like it. I'm not saying you don't want Scarlett Gray. They do. That's in the name.
I played Nordic bowling this weekend. You think people want to get in on that?
Was there like a kilt involved or something?
I don't really know. I don't recommend it. It was not fun. I was sold on this game as a Mother's Day game to play with the family, and it was about you throw a stick at other sticks. And I thought, we've gone back 400 years. This is, I mean, goodness gracious.
Real brain teaser.
Yeah. You throw
a stick at
another
stick.
Imagine bowling, except the pins are just sticks, and you're throwing a stick.
Well, that's for the people that couldn't afford those plastic bowling sets back in the day.
I guess.
The lawn bowling.
I guess.
How about lawn darts? You ever like those?
Is that where you throw one up you run?
Well, you don't really. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Bobby, you seem like a lawn darts guy.
I think they got rid of those.
We used to have. The ones now are like the cheap plastic. The ones back in the day, I mean, they were more harpoon than lawn dart. Like, we would throw them at each other, but they had a nice metal sharp tip. I mean, if one of those things got you, it was going to be buried deep in the leg.
Why don't you go on, do a story on, like, if you can find some secondhand lawn darts for sale and see if people are still...
I think those are just called knives nowadays.
And we got Memorial Day coming up and some fun afternoons.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to do, like, an investigative piece? Where do we stand on lawn darts as a society?
Yeah, like, is it illegal to actually purchase a secondhand lawn? Can we play with them still? Or is someone going to come and confiscate?
You have to be over 18. Okay. Cole, did you play with lawn darts growing up?
No, I did not.
This is from like this. There's no way he did. It was like
I saw the grown up scene where they did, though.
It was, you know, there was Anne and the Sopranos.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Didn't see that one either.
Oh, you didn't see that scene. Okay. Yeah, they just took a yellow circle and threw it on a lawn, and it was like, and then he stuck it at one end.
Here's some of the old ones that are nice and sharp.
Are they?
Yeah.
Maybe they sharpened them.
I don't like how Bobby's eyes lit up when
they really did. I think he's ready. I think he wants to. Show his kids what it was really like back in the day when we were tough.
Because we
rode bikes without helmets and we played with lawn darts.
So I think my kids, they put the helmets on. I'm like, listen, you never got an erect. I did. I ran into a tree. You know what it told me? Be a better bike rider.
Listen, my brother got hit by a car on the way to football practice and I still went to practice.
That's the best part.
And he was okay.
I had one of those miniature scooters that they sold as a kid's toy, but it actually got up to about 50 miles per hour. I hit a curb going full speed. I mean, I went head over heels over. Looking back, the safety on, no helmet. I mean, that was builds character.
You're the guy you are today because of it.
I think I would have a few more memories. I got something going on up there.
Bob, can I buy a vintage lawn dart set? Are they out there?
They're called jarts.
Would I wear my jorts when I'm playing with them?
Original jarts lawn darts game condition.
Now they come with little just like
they have like plastic
cotton balls on the end to make sure it doesn't hurt you.
Some of them are like weighted. Yeah, they're round. Like what is that?
Just includes Kevlar vests.
Yeah,
you know, and you.
I told my brother we used to have BB gun fights when we were younger. Now we would wear.
No, we didn't do that. We had BB guns.
We would wear goggles, but we would shoot each other with BB guns, and. Yeah. I mean, there's only
one. That checks out. That could cause a lodge under the skin and cause a very bad infection.
As long as you didn't have the eye. That's all. The eye was all we really cared about. And then we'd also have match fights. We'd take the old school matches and we'd sit there with our legs out and you'd be hanging out outside. There's nothing to do. in the summer, and we would flip the matches at each other, and you couldn't move. And then one time, someone would get it and land like right on your leg, and that son
a
of,
singe.
Yeah, that sucker would burn.
This segment is not supported by 97.1 The Fan Safety Council.
What's that disclaimer that everybody puts on their Twitter page? TLC.
Oh, retweets are not endorsements,
that's
and thoughts are my own, not my employer's.
That's right.
Hey, you're coming from a generation that invented the game Red Rover. I mean, it's just run as hard as you can and clothesline each other.
Not by the neck.
What?
I don't think.
It was That's more by the chest. I was playing Red Rover.
Oh, no. You would break through it like it was going through a turnstile. I don't think you'd... The people that were holding the hands were holding them up high.
Well, you must play with people you liked.
Adam only played that game because it involves singing.
Red.
Oh, you danced your way over.
I did.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, and that's why they hit me in the neck.
That's exactly why. All right, when we come back, stick around.
Okay.
I wonder if we're going to have the ultimate game one day. I'll tell you what that means next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
All the folks.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
One.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Burn.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on the Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Save up to 50% on new windows from windownation.com.
All right, class of 2027, RJ Day, son of Coach Ryan Day, committed to Northwestern yesterday. So the question becomes, will he one day play against his dad?
Said 2029. Ohio State will play Northwestern.
I didn't know we knew the Big Ten.
Yeah, I saw 2027.
Yes, they will, but I think that'll be...
His freshman year.
So yeah, so I don't think...
Yeah, you got to assume they'll be back in the schedule, so...
Yeah.
Well, okay.
We have these 18-team Gertie conferences. Yeah. Like, you can only get half the teams on there every year.
We play him next year, right?
Yes.
But he'll be a fresh...
He won't be there. Year after.
Oh.
So 6 and 7, I think they come back on in like 29 and 30 again.
How old are you? For those that
Maddie had me conditioned to do that. I thought he'd actually be proud of that. I didn't. It just
Rothman
assumed
just did the 6-7 hands.
Well, Bob said it.
Well,
and he and I used to work together a lot, so we kind of read each other's minds a little bit.
All right, it's embarrassing. How do you think that works, coaching against your son? That's an interesting place to be.
It would have to be one of the first times, especially in a position like quarterback, where if. I mean, that puts, I think, 29 would put him as a junior, which in theory, like if things go as according to plan, that like he would probably be starting quarterback if it all works out at that point. And playing against your dad on the other side would be very, I don't know if there's ever been a situation that's occurred before, at least not in my knowledge of college football.
Maybe it's probably happened in basketball at some point.
Yeah, basketball's a little different, though, and you're not kind of the star of the show. I think it'd be different if he was a linebacker or if he was an offensive lineman, but he's the quarterback going against...
Listen, we're
going
to blitz him, guys, but when you get there, you know, treat him...
Well, do you think for that 1 week, he sits down and he goes, let me tell you about his weaknesses. All right, I've watched it, and I made sure I left one in there so that we could win the game. You know, like, if you come up the gut, he doesn't have great vision.
Yeah, it was kind of the thought I had when Shedeur Sanders was going to the NFL and whether Deion, if he went to be an NFL coach, would ever actually coach a team not with him.
Mm.
Like, if he only would go to the NFL if his son was on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, just so I never had to coach against him.
I guess.
Have we had scenarios of coaches coaching their own kids?
Oh, in college?
Oh, yeah.
No. In the NFL, on a major stage, I guess I'll specify because in my head, a quarterback coach father son duo.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah. That would be such a specific.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't.
Like Garrett Nussmeier's dad coaches for the Saints, and he just got drafted to the Chiefs. I mean, so you have.
Oh, that's right. I saw where they didn't draft him.
Yeah.
That's a tough draft room. That's a tough.
Yeah.
You know what? You're sitting there waiting on the phone call, and you're like, I'll get a call from dad here. And then that passes you by, and, you know, that's tough. That one stings. That one.
Well, that's when, business is business, and you can't have that kind of nepotism. It wouldn't. I mean, you can, but. I mean, coaches hire their kids all the time to coach with them.
You think. How many? He wasn't that many picks later, though.
The Saints. Yeah, they had a shot. Five or six picks.
They just passed him.
Yeah.
They just passed. And I mean, doesn't that make Thanksgiving a little more awkward? Doesn't that make Christmas
His dad's the quarterback coach now. Maybe if you're like the head coach, possibly. And they've already got a pretty young quarterback room. I think he's in a better spot. And there may have been a conversation that they had with Andy Reid up in Kansas City, and like, hey.
Let me ask you this.
Be good. Yeah.
Does Ryan Day hope for this day? Is that something he wants to happen? LeBron wanted to play with his son, play with him, and he did. Day today say, I hope this happens, that my son is the starting quarterback at Northwestern University and I am coaching against him one day? Does he want that game?
I don't know that he craves it, but I think that there would be
be cool.
A proud moment, knowing that your son is starting at a Big Ten school. And what's interesting, too, about it, I mean, Ryan played for Chip Kelly coming out of high school, and Chip is their offensive coordinator.
Be in better hands, right?
And so there's a connection there with this. What's interesting with this, and I was talking with Steel Chambers about this earlier today on my YouTube show, so he's committed. He's my wife, because I heard RJ signed with Northwestern. I'm like, nope, no one signs yet.
Yeah.
He's committed. And coaches just lament the decommits and guys moving around. And I'm curious what that conversation was like with Ryan and RJ of just, okay, so we're going to do this. This isn't speed dating.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. We're marrying Northwestern now.
Yeah.
Like, this is
you're the one that can't.
That's a good point. Yeah. You can't back out of this. No. You can't do that to Chip Kelly people. And the coaches.
Yeah. No, now this school offered me and I want to go. No. This is, if you're going to do this, we're going here.
Here's a $1 million. You ask if Ryan wants to coach against him. I bet deep down.
If he wants to necessarily coach against him, meaning like the strategic part of it. I'm talking about the pageantry of knowing this is that game.
What if, and this is a big what if, this is a silly what if RJ develops into this really good quarterback?
So that was the other part of this, is just how good does Ryan actually think that he is?
Yeah.
Because most coaches at a higher level are very critical of their own kids. If they want to know, like, you want a real assessment, I'll assess you like I do our prospects, the guys coming
out.
We
always say he's the son of a coach. Like, that matters.
Mm-hmm. And so he knows what he's good at. He probably knows some of his faults and different things and how to manage that. And I was curious, like, does he think he's Northwestern good enough right now? Does he think he's maybe better than that? Does he think, like, this might not be the best place? Maybe he should go to somewhere maybe a little smaller. I think he had Syracuse,
Miami.
Yeah, since he was on there.
What would be the best spot to develop you? And then maybe if you end up getting really good tape in this modern era of college, then maybe you could go and play somewhere else.
I was getting to all that to say, I think you're spot on. Maybe in this modern era of college football, RJ Day 4 years from now develops into something spectacular, and there's a level of tampering that we've never seen before, which is, hey son, you want to come over to Woody? You want to come hang out and play in the Scarlet and Gray?
And then if you're RJ Day, do you say you didn't want me out of high school?
Exactly.
Why do you want me now?
It's gonna cost you.
It's gonna cost you a lot of money. Yeah. That's great.
I wasn't good enough before.
Mm-hmm.
Now you want me. It's a great story. Congratulations to him and the family. Awesome. I hope we get that day. No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Yeah,
no,
I do. I think that'd be one of the wildest deals if he was actually got to the level of being a starter at a Big Ten school at that position, and he was able to play against his dad's
bad
Buckeyes.
Be pretty amazing.
All right, good to see you, man. Go track down the lawn darts.
Sounds good. Bobby?
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure.
Oh, absolutely, Adam. Good to see you, sir.
6,100 hospital ER visits during that time of lawn darts.
I believe it.
Well, he asked why. I go,
Yeah, because it's not like horseshoes. We're not at each end.
We're at the same
side. You throw the ring out there, we're at the same side. No one should be down there.
But all of a sudden, you know, you're at a barbecue, having a couple cold ones. Maybe someone says something you didn't like. They made a pass at your wife. Who knows what is revealed? And next thing you know, that lawn dart, I mean, it turns into a little javelin.
You're going to tell me the soda pop or two, and some guy didn't say, loser has to pierce their ear here with a lawn dart. I mean, that's happened at least 15 times.
Somebody's sitting there. It says something off.
What do you mean funny? Funny how? How much? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And then here come the lawn darts.
Or you just grown-up style. Throw it in the air and everybody runs.
Yeah. Heads up. Yeah. You're not supposed to actually look up when I say heads up. All right, we're coming back. Top of the hour, sports update. And do these games have to die for us to get something better? We'll tell you that next. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
No hot takes, no dancing, plenty of stupid. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Care Heating and Cooling.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. The NBA playoffs continue tonight as Cleveland looks to even the Eastern Conference semis at home against Detroit in Game 4 at 8. After, Oklahoma City visits the LA Lakers at 10:30 in Game 4 of the Western Conference semis. Elsewhere in the NBA, ESPN reported the league will not suspend San Antonio star Victor Wembanyama for Tuesday's fifth game of the Western Conference semis. Wemby was ejected for elbowing Minnesota's Naz Reid in Friday's win, leveling the series at 2. NHL playoffs tonight, second round of the West. Colorado visits Minnesota at 8 in Game 4, Abs up 2-1. MLB, Cleveland hosts the LA Angels at 6:10, while Cincinnati's out before hosting Washington Tuesday at 6:40. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union, but a best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBOS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Orthopedic One, Central Ohio's most trusted orthopedic practice. Find a physician or location near you at OrthopedicOne.com.
All right, final hour of the program. Rothman and Ice, Bobby Carpenter in for the Iceman. Old home week for Bob and myself. We'll have Ian Fitzsimmons on bottom of the hour at 2:30. All right, so the playoff expansion is likely coming, and who knows if it'll get to 24, if that's what they want. The coaches that are voicing support for this, and why wouldn't they? It gives them a better chance to get in. I remember when we just talked about college basketball going from 68 to 76, and I'm like, well, it's good for Ohio State, right? The more at-bats you get, the better. Get a chance to get in. If you've got talent, all you want is a seat at the table, and that's what's going to happen. For the fans, it stinks because it does water down the regular season. Now, I don't know if any fans are going to be that upset if the championship games go away, the conference championship games go away. I mean, you grew up in an era where you didn't have to really have these or go to these. I don't think
they're a necessity anymore. Like in a four-team playoff and, you know, winning the conference, and not that it's not important, and people are like, well, you won't win the conference. Well, you just win all your conference games, and you can have co-champions. The reality is, like, you're playing in these mega conferences now. You know, is Indiana, Ohio State's one thing. Ohio State playing Oregon in Indy for the Big Ten championship, like, what is that? Feels more like the Rose Bowl than it does, a championship. Even Nebraska, who's been in here for a while. So it's just, all that has changed. I think that the conference championship games, when you start looking at the timeline of events, of how they want to get this thing going, if you start at week zero, you take it down to one bye week, you go back to where you're playing the Michigan game the week before Thanksgiving. Oh. No, it's beautiful. I know.
Oh, man, that just...
It was the best. It was the best.
So good to not... To have... Go ahead. I didn't mean that was a...
That's what I played it.
Yeah. It was awesome. I know. It was great. And everyone could actually have Thanksgiving with their families.
You could enjoy the week. The week is so compressed now. And they had to change stuff around it. People all got mad. Like, Ryan doesn't value, you know, the history. I'm like, listen, man, you can't do senior tackle anymore on the Thursday because that's Thanksgiving. People just want to get out there and see their families. You didn't have to deal with that. Because I told someone, I didn't have to deal with that. It was just a random Thursday and you could hang out and, you know, it's different now just because of the calendar. So you do that, you get rid of the conference championship games, you play Army-Navy that Saturday. I'm a proponent, I think, just play it that Saturday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That'd be a great spot for that. Eyes of the country will be on it. And then you start, I would like a 16-team playoff. I think that's better than this 24, but I get it. So that way, if you're Purdue, you feel like you actually might have a shot of getting in there one day, or Rutgers. So that's what they argued, like, These teams need to feel like they actually have a pathway. They can't get to the top 12, but they can probably get to the top 20 or top 24. So there's a path for that. And then you start playing right then.
Well, more games is more money.
Of course, but you are also cutting out the conference championship games. So they've got to figure that out. And here's the problem, though, Rothman, is I don't know like what a 24-team bracket looks like. I know there'll have to be some buys in there.
Well, they were thinking about the first eight. Top eight would get buys. And then you'd start it at like 9 versus 24 and 10 versus 23.
9 versus 24. I don't want to see bad football games.
I know.
We're just talking.
It's not the NFL.
Was I talking to you about the tanking stuff? Yeah. You know why? Because I don't want to watch bad ball.
We've already seen some bad ball in a 12-teamer.
100%. And some of that's due to the structure of getting teams in and whatever and group of five. But you're telling me, like, if you had the ninth best team playing the 24th
best team. I can tell
team.
You what that would have been.
Yes.
James Madison versus Alabama.
Yeah.
Now, that actually might have been a game. Who knows?
But those games aren't good. Like, I want more good football games. I don't need a smorgasbord.
Well, let me ask you this. Competitive football games or good football games? There's a difference.
Competitive.
Okay.
I can handle it.
You'll get competitive with 16 versus 17 and 15 versus 18, you'll get competitive because those spreads will be closer.
But when you have 9 versus 24
and 10 versus 23,
you start asking yourself,
you will get an upset.
You can't have
a 24-team playoff and not have an upset. It's going to happen.
The thing was, when they started talking about this, like, even 1 to 16, I'm like, 1 and 2 are probably significantly better generally than 15 and 16. You can get
1 and 2 this year would have been Indiana, Ohio State, and you said what, 15 and 16? That would have been Utah and USC.
I mean, Illinois beat USC.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not saying. And the sad thing is, I don't want more mediocre teams getting in. I'd rather see a good team get left out. Like Notre Dame, I think, could have potentially won the national championship this year had they gotten in. I'd rather see a good team get left out than 4 teams that are 8 and 4 getting in.
Well, and that's what's going to happen.
100%.
Is that you'll dilute the regular season. You'll take some of the onus off of losing. Coaches will get more chances. I remember Ryan Day had that quote not even long ago, just the mentality of being in Ohio State. And you're not allowed to lose a game. Well, no, you can. You're allowed.
Yeah.
Now, figuratively, he meant that the fan base doesn't allow you because of the pressure. But you're allowed, and guess why I know that? Because you proved it.
Yeah.
He did it. He did lose to Michigan. He did wind up winning the title. It's not easy. You got to come from the back of the pack like a car race. But he did it. And he had the right team at the right time that was not going to. And I remember I stumbled onto this doing the show with Maddie that day. And I said, you know what? Ohio State's going to get that home game against Tennessee. And we were talking about like how important it was. Oh, I know how it came up. Herb Street said that maybe this specific team, and I know what he meant, this specific team might have been better off go on the road, bond, get together, no distractions, no friends, no family.
It's us against the world.
It happens.
You feel cauterized.
And he thought at that point, this team might have needed that. And then I looked at Matt and I go, you know, I've been covering Ohio State since 1994. And I go, I cannot remember them ever losing back-to-back home games.
No.
I go, I don't think it's ever happened. like in my time, in 30 plus years. And he goes, no, it had to have happened.
I don't know.
I go, back to back home games? He goes, well, they've had four loss seasons or whatever. I was telling you, four loss seasons.
We lost three on the road, but we only lost one game
at
home.
That's right. So I think either TLC looked it up or maybe it was. Did you look it up for me?
Yeah, it was either like 88 or 90.
Yeah, it was well back. It was, you know, 30, almost 40 years.
The first couple years of Coop.
And I looked at him and said, you get a bet against that history?
Oh, look at you.
I'm like,
doing the research, yeah. Coming strong.
Well, it was accidental research.
Because you start thinking, you're like,
well, everybody thought they were a broken team. Everybody thought they were a broken team after they lost to Michigan, that they were going to show up, and they got a little bit of a break in that they were humbled, but they were still hungry. Like it's very rare, and I think I said this on the air, maybe to you, the combination of having a really, really talented team that's also hungry, like it's very rare to have that, and where they've been humbled and they have a reason to believe.
A little bit, most of Ohio State,
where they're an underdog, I meant, where you're that talented, but you're being doubted. That's the phrase I want to use.
I would say that the 2014 team it's a very similar situation. You know, they lost to Virginia Tech. You know, the backup quarterback carousel. The year before, they'd lost to Michigan State in the Big Ten Championship.
Yep.
Urban's eating the sad pizza sitting there on the golf cart.
Zeke had I didn't get the ball.
You know, so then you had all that, and that team was able to go get that done. And I would say this, even with that, because that Tennessee game, I don't know if I really talked to you about it. It was the best experience that I've been at as a fan in that stadium.
As freezing as it was.
I wasn't there for Texas. I was there for Texas in 05, and everybody said that's their favorite, but it's skewed as a player but it felt amazing. But before the Tennessee game, I was down there talking to AJ and McAfee on the sideline, and I told AJ, because AJ saw him come out, he goes, well, they're going to kick the crap out of him. And Patrick, you think and you could just tell, they had like a look and a feel about them. And I looked at AJ, I go, I'd pay $1 million to play in this game tonight. Yeah. Like with just the energy and the environment. Yeah. And you said it was backed into a wall because you had to listen to the Tennessee, the Nashville North, the Knoxville North. They're taking over.
Well, there was blood in the water a little
bit,
right?
There was. Oh, yeah.
They fell.
Listen, they probably had 30% of the stadium. Now, it didn't ever really feel like that because just the
you cut their heart out right away.
You cut it out and you ate it. From this was Indiana Jones Temple of Doom. You ripped
fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Mm. And you did it quickly. And so, but the people that were there, the fans that showed up, that went to the game, because someone's like, I don't want to go watch them lose. It's going to be cold.
I know.
So, or we go watch them win. But everybody that was there, I think, was going to be bound and determined that we're not going to let our stadium get taken over by these hillbillies from Tennessee that are coming in here. Rothen, they had a couple tailgates right in front of the North Rotunda.
I'm like, they were walking by our broadcast.
Who's selling them this stuff?
Yelling at us.
Yeah. Who gave away their seat? Who's selling their seats and all this stuff?
0 degrees, it felt like.
I know.
The wind chill, yeah.
Believe me, you can tell. I rode my bike down there. You want to talk about a great bike wreck story real quick because I know we got to go. We're literally, we always go park right on the corner of like North Star and then we ride our bikes through West Campus. And I had my son, two boys, and my daughter and her friend. Don't ask me how she got the friend. I had one extra ticket, so we're going down there, and we ride our bikes, and we have to cross North Star, and I'm going to cross it, and my elbow had been by some tennis elbows, so the grip was going.
Epicondylitis.
And so I go to pop like a little wheelie and skip the curb, and the kids are all in front of me, and as soon as I went to pull, I was like, this is bad. I didn't get the lift. My arm hurt so bad I couldn't squeeze. And I ate that curb. I flipped over top of the handlebars.
That night, pregame.
Pregame. My wife was like, how drunk were you? I go, I was going to the game.
Yeah, right.
I hadn't even touched a single thing. And I'm laying there. Thankfully, I made it into the grass. I wanted to be as far away from that bike with the wreck happened as possible.
Absolutely good strategy.
And my son's like, are you okay? I was like, just drive. I'll catch you when you get down. I had to lay there.
So your kids did wait for you. Unlike me with my brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I asked him if he was all right.
But you could have, like, just go. I mean, it hurt, but it was also pretty humiliating. And I had to make sure I didn't have, like, dirt on the back of my coat when I went down there.
You took one for the team.
It was terrible.
Well, you wanted to play.
I did.
You felt like it. Oh, that's amazing. All right. By the way, yes, it was the combination of being so talented and so doubted. That's a rare. And you got to take advantage of that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a rare opportunity. We'll come back. Aaron Rodgers, did he meet with the Steelers? Did he not meet with them? We have the report next. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We used to have a billboard with our host's face on it, but only ugly people work here now.
You mama say you ugly. Hey!
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Spring cleaning it.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
I don't know.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see clouds increase as we head into the day today, but lots of sunshine to start with temperatures in the upper 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy. Our overnight lows getting into the upper 30s again and low 40s. Then for Tuesday, we will see a partly sunny to mostly sunny day with more clouds the second half of the day and highs getting up into the low 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
We are your radio home for the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. We may have a bit of a football problem.
Oh, yeah.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Rothman and Ice present Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy today at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP.
Hi, this is like either the ultimate coincidence or I don't know. Sometimes you just don't expect this from Aaron Rodgers. Like, he may have been in Pittsburgh over the weekend, but he didn't visit the Steelers. So I'm thinking, well, of course, he probably wasn't there then. There was a report from The Fan in Pittsburgh late last week that Rodgers would be at the facility and he was expected to sign before the weekend was over. Like, maybe they'd work out a little more money than just that little 10% bump. Couple of beers, little bump.
Gosh, beautiful.
Subsequent reports cast doubt on the imminent signing, whether the Steelers had any idea that Rodgers was going to be in the city and that any meeting was in the works.
Who do you think leaked that? Do you think that was Pittsburgh, the Steelers, like, not putting pressure on it, but like, hey, he's coming in, like, kind of leaning into a little more?
OTAs are next week. He was there last year. Yeah. Like, maybe they want to just put it out in the atmosphere that they want an answer. They want to get this done. Although they played the cat and mouse game with the tender. But so Saturday brought word the Rodgers and the Steelers had not met. And Shefty was on McAfee just a while ago and said that the weekend passed and there was no interaction. So the Steelers have moved.
Which, by the way, I would listen to a lot of what is said about this situation on McAfee.
Yeah, because they're boys.
Given the fact that AJ played with Aaron, he played for Mike McCarthy. Pat's a big Pittsburgh guy. Like, there's a lot of reasons for those people. So if they ever say something, like, like, just, I would listen intently, like you do, Robin, to the exact verbiage of what is described.
Did you ever hear my theory on the Ty Simpson, Dan Orlovsky prediction last week?
Maybe we talked about
it. Yeah, he had a clip the day before the draft.
Yeah, about how
he would apologize if Ty Simpson wasn't at least a middle-round pick. And I'm thinking, why would you apologize for that? There'd be no reason to apologize. You apologize in 5 years.
Yeah.
If you said he was the best quarterback in this draft and he turns out to be nothing, then you could say, hey, I missed. But no one would expect him to be a middle to high first rounder. Not really. You wouldn't have to apologize for that even if he was. And then I started thinking, okay, gets drafted. And then of all the quarterbacks that a team told, they did tell Matt Stafford that they were drafting Ty Simpson. He admitted that.
Yeah.
And I bet they told him about a month ago. Or more, that they were interested in him. And guess who used to play with Matt Stafford? Oh, yeah. And guess who were boys?
They didn't matter close.
So I think he actually leaked too much information and gave me too much of a clue. But whether Rodgers will be there for any of the workouts, so 10 OTAs next Monday, I'm okay if he signs. He's going to be relatively cheap. I just don't think that their future is definitely not him. And I was asking TLC, our resident Steeler fan, is anything possible with Rodgers? And he said, no, not everything. Or not anything. And I said, well, then you should move on. unless, and I'm all about, coaches want to win, players want to win, they want to go to the playoffs, they're the Steelers, they don't want to just mail in a season, but they have Will Howard and they drafted Drew Aller. And wouldn't it be good to go into camp?
Start figuring things out.
That's the battle. And then, if, by the way, if it doesn't work out and they don't feel like they have a future with either one of them, then they're in a much better position next year to decide their future. You bring Aaron in, you win 9 games, and that's not going to be good enough. And then it certainly isn't going to be enough to let you know whether you have a future with one of those guys. So, unless he gets tweaked.
Would winning a playoff game be enough for you, Cole?
To justify it.
Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
T.J. Watt's never won a playoff game. But that puts it in perspective.
That is what is crazy, is that T.J. Watt has never won a playoff game.
Yeah, I think it would have been the year before, so 2016.
You think of like how good he is and how consistent this organization has been, and the fact that he has never won one is almost like that. That's one of those stats that doesn't seem real.
I think the stat is 3 playoff victories for the Steelers since 2010.
Well, they haven't won one in 10 years.
Well, the problem is 2 of them were against A.J. McCarron and Matt Moore.
Oh, yeah.
So they only beat a starting quarterback once in the past 15 years.
So he's 0 for 4, TJ? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I guess. He's 0 for something.
I mean,
Marvin Lewis,
not even Miles Garrett can say that.
Yeah.
Like he's won one.
That's wild.
And they won without their head coach.
Yeah.
So.
Against us.
And he was on an 0-16 team.
Yeah.
And he could say, technically, I don't know.
He
hasn't had a better career, but it's, I guess.
Well, we go down 28-0 in the first quarter of that one.
It's wild.
He's really wasting a Hall of Fame career. And you would never say he's wasting it being in Pittsburgh because it's an iconic franchise, but feels like that's happening.
I think with Rodgers, you could probably get to 10 wins, and I think you can win a playoff game. I don't know that you could get to an AFC championship, but I think you could probably win one in the wild card round.
I mean, we were chasing Houston like crazy. I mean, the score got like silly at the end of that playoff game, but their defense was just so much better than anything that we could go up against.
Well, you got to remember, too. I mean,
that was terrible, and we still couldn't do anything.
I mean, you need to get some receiving help, and the weapons got to be there a little bit. And if you can run the ball, that offense was, I mean.
Quarterback play is the biggest thing.
Yes, but Aaron wasn't bad. There wasn't a whole lot else going on.
Yeah, and so that's the thing that I wonder about now with Ohio State, with Arthur Smith as OC. It's like, were the Steelers running so many two tight end sets? And a lot of their two tight end sets were one tight end with a third tackle.
Yeah.
And so,
because I don't think they had any receivers.
That's the question, is were we doing that because we wanted to or because we had to?
I think that was more it. Like, they were trying to cobble together some semblance of, can we just make this game really ugly, do some unconventional things, and find a way to like squeak out a 17-13 or a 20-14 victory.
And it happened in the regular season, but unfortunately, in the postseason, it's exclusively good opponents.
Yeah, you don't get any bad teams.
Yeah,
they've made some decent improvements this year, and that's probably why they want to lean more into Rodgers coming back. They upgraded the defense a little bit. Jamal Dean in the secondary. I think they have a little more depth. McCarthy, he's West Coast scheme, right? Yeah, I mean, he's going to be a little more modern, so I. You know,
the only thing is, like, you can only be as modern as the play. And the fact that they have Michael Pittman, they have 2 legit receivers.
Yeah.
Like, I think Aaron could probably, I forgot, but if you can get, what's his name going in the slot this year? The little dude from Michigan?
Oh, Roman Wilson.
If you get old Roman Wilson going inside, like, I think you
got the Roman candle.
You got a pretty good 3 wide receiver set right there.
Yeah.
But you got to protect him.
I mean, they
too.
Added Uncle Rico Dowdle. Is a 1,000-yard back, right? You have him, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
So he and Jalen Warren, you might have a little something
they've
there.
They retooled that offense.
Drafted an offensive lineman in the first round.
Not sure.
Yeah,
yes, which they needed to be better, because that's the other thing. Aaron is not Aaron of 10 years ago, not because of his arm. He can still make all the throws. He just used to be a great athlete, and now he is a 42-year-old man.
Big Ben was the same way, man. Like, when he aged, he just couldn't move, but like he could still throw a million miles an hour.
The problem is with Ben is he started getting heavy. He couldn't really move.
It was like he was falling over without getting touched a couple times.
Yeah, because you don't want to get hit. Like, I watched Aaron take a couple of his hits in the playoffs. I wanted to throw up. I'm like, oh my gosh,
he's gonna break.
Like that hurt me. I'm like when I flipped off my bike and laid there. Like that's what I'm thinking. Like he's gotta get up and go call another play. Mm-hmm. And he's like limping. You can see him like grabbing his ribs. It's like, dude, he's a tender old man. Fragile.
It's so difficult to make the decision for that organization to go, hey, we're rebuilding a quarterback. Like, they've made some improvements defensively and offensively. We just stated it. And if they can drop in the 43-year-old, better than most, between the ears, experience, then they're going to ride that and say, let's have a season of this. That's who they are. It's a tough bullet for them to take, man. Them saying, Aaron, we're good. We're moving on. We wish you the best. We're gonna go Will Howard and Drew Aller.
Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun of the Dead?
Oh God.
I think you roll the dice with Deshaun. Because either way,
I'd be cool with the tank.
Because if Deshaun has some kind of a comeback.
No.
You think that if he has any kind of a comeback and the twice torn Achilles stays attached,
I am like terrified.
Then at least you feel like, okay, we don't have to decide a quarterback. If Aaron comes back and has a good year, he's not coming back again.
No.
I don't want to do that with Deshaun.
But this is one and done regardless of what Rodgers does. That's my point. At least if Deshaun does something, you'd say, well, at least we still have him.
I don't want to be in that position because that doesn't feel sustainable. That feels like if Deshaun Watson is good this year, I'm not so sure I'm going into next season like, man, whoever has him is lucky to have him.
That's what I'm saying. It's the worst.
Someone's going to get fooled into round two.
Well, then the best decision is that you know Aaron's one and done.
We won't get fooled again.
Yeah. Oh, where are we?
The best part of this story.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
The best part of this story is when he played that. This is the best part of the story real fast. We got Ian in 2 minutes. Is that I had not heard that long time with President Bush. And then when he did it, I said, we don't get fooled again. I did that. And he didn't think that was a song. He had a host in St. Louis that would do it all the time. He's like, I just thought that was something he made up. All right, we're coming back in 2 minutes. We'll get Ian's take on the college football expansion and a lot more. Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
So if you're ready to get your life back, talk to your doctor about a couple of beers. Maybe even...
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Near you.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Dog friendly. And if you ain't down with that... This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, college football all the time with our man. All right, here's the first question for you, Ian Fitzsimmons. With Carp in, did you ever play or have lawn darts?
Lawn darts?
You ever heard? Okay.
Never even heard of it. But again, you're getting me sleep deprived flying back from mom's weekend.
Oh my goodness. So I want to hear this. You toured all the sorority houses and everything. All right. He had to substitute for his wife on mom's weekend. And I asked you last week about
this sounds like a comedy. Like this is like
a back to school Rodney Dangerfield. Yes. Hey, you're perfect.
By the way, if I'd have known Bobby C was in here, I'd have taken a pass today. Let's get that out there, right?
I thought that's what you were doing when I couldn't get a hold of you.
I didn't get home till 4:30 in the damn morning.
Oh my goodness.
I was asleep till about an hour ago. Oh yeah. Travel hell, you name it, and we went and got pedicures. I'm wide open for all questions. Yeah.
All right. So Shamalama ding dong. I want to hear it all. What happened on mom's weekend with the lone dad?
So
problem is you're married.
Yep.
Yeah.
we skip hot yoga, right? We didn't do the yoga class, even though moms, where do I start here? So Thursday, it's a huge recruiting weekend out there in at Oregon. They had 17 of our top recruits out. So my daughter obviously works was a low level intern for Dan Lanning in recruiting. But she had class on Friday morning, so she's not there for some recruit lunch. Well, we go to where all the recruits are going, and who walks in? Lanning and Marshall Malkiel is GM. So now she's already in trouble, right? Because it's like, you had class. I just got out, coach. So that's where it starts, right? And then we're running into Kayo friends, because my daughter is a Kayo out there. And we've seen, you know, daughters and moms. Are you all going to the yoga class today?
Sure.
No. Are we going to hot yoga? No. But we did do pedicures. And here, I wish we had a picture of it, because Bobby, this is your wheelhouse. I'm going to turn it over to you, buddy. Here we go. It is mom, daughter, mom, daughter, mom, daughter, mom, daughter, overweight, bearded dad, daughter, mom, daughter, mom. Yeah, if you could have had a picture of this row of people getting pedicures up for Mother's Day weekend, and my fat ass is right in the middle of it. There you go. Can't make it up, brother. Can't make it up.
Gosh, that's beautiful. So what, I mean, the thing is, too, as you get older.
Bobby would go, that's beautiful. Only
it is beautiful.
You would be like,
well, that poor, I feel bad for the poor lady whoever drew your straw, because she's looking at all these like women that are coming through who probably have feet that are fairly well maintained. I mean, no offense, Ian, but your one leg looks like my chicken, a chicken bone after I've been chewing on that. Like, she probably looked at that calf and said, what is going on right here?
So true. So true, man. I mean, she needed, I'm telling, this poor little Asian girl needed like hedge clippers for my feet. Yeah, it was one of those, right? So there you go. I understand where you're going there. Yeah.
God bless your daughter, man.
She needed it. And then, just to go sports here for a second, I mean, Oregon's new indoor facility, like they needed one. But AR, you haven't been to the Star. Bobby, I know you have, man, the Cowboys practice facility here in Dallas. The Star will look like an outhouse compared to what Oregon's building out there for their new indoor facility.
Who paid for that?
$600 million by one guy. Dude.
Really?
They have these weightless beds where you sleep in this thing for 30 minutes and it's like a 5-hour nap.
Oh yeah,
it's insane. So
Uncle Phil came in and
college football. Oh yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, Bama's indoor antiquated. You know, I mean, the Woody Hayes might need a little bit of a tune up, right? I mean, not a full oil change, but just a little tune up. I mean, it's insane, the arms race out there in college football right now. It really is. It's crazy, and the toys that these guys are playing with, it's next level.
Is it right? Is it connected to the stadium, or is it just off of it? Where?
Yes.
Okay.
They have a shot what it's going to look like from space, where you have Autzen, the baseball stadium, the softball stadium, the soccer stadium, and then the new indoor, which, by the way, all windows around it and the roof is also open. So when you look up a shot, an aerial shot, it's just insane. It really is. And this is the state of college football right now. It's an arms race. It really is.
So while you're
go ahead.
While you were gallivanting around out there, Ian, getting your feet waxed and polished and hanging out with all the moms up there.
Now that's what I call marine biology.
Oregon, yes. I don't know if you had a chance to see.
Is there a marine biologist?
If you had a chance to see that RJ Day, the son of Ryan, committed to Northwestern, a Big Ten school in conference. Just your thoughts on that.
I love it. Absolutely love everything about it, man. One, kudos to Coach Day, you know, for, you know, this, having his son just do what he wants to do. I'm all about it, man. But could you imagine if he went to Ohio State? The immense pressure that would be on that young man. I love the fact that, one, he's smart as hell to go to Northwestern, because you got to have some serious gray matter moving between your ears. So raised right, first of all, when it comes to academics. But to stay in conference, I did think, Bobby, it was a bit interesting. But also, I love the competitive nature of it, right, where I would love to go up against one of my kids as a head coach and be like, all right, let's get it on, Junior. Let's go. So he wasn't afraid to you know, go out of conference. And I think part of it was, Dad, I'm going to come back and whip your ass. I love every bit of it.
You know what? It's I asked that same question you just brought up. It's amazing you said that. I asked Bobby if he thought that Coach Day would actually crave that game that day, like it ever gets to that, coaching against your son. This isn't...
I love it.
Yeah, well, that means that his son will have elevated under Chip Kelly to become a starting quarterback in Northwestern if that happens. And then if the timing works out, then he'd play against his dad's big, bad Buckeyes, and that'd be something. I'd give him a ton of credit for being able to pull that off. Where are you on... Go ahead.
That's game day, by the way. If that were to ever happen, just because of that storyline alone, right? I mean, it'd be a remarkable. And, again, I can't give enough credit to RJ for staying in conference and wanting to go beat Dad. I mean, I think it's absolutely fantastic.
All right, the 2014 playoff, the trial balloon that's been floated out there would eliminate the conference championship games. You'd have a couple, probably more than a couple, blowouts, but maybe you'd get an upset in there because you'd have to. And what do you think about this? Is this going to ruin the regular season the way most people are predicting it will? Whatever we're hanging on to?
I don't think it'll ruin the regular season. This is all about, it's like the NCAA tournament going to 76 teams. This is all about, you know, the Power Four conferences and just giving them, you know, more avenues to be in the playoff. I mean, like think about it, man. There's no more Cinderellas in the men's or women's, you know, basketball tournaments. There isn't, because of the NIL and the portal. Those days are over, because any good player at the G5 level or at Albany or you name it, they're now going and being found because they grew 3.5-4 inches, right, or whatever, and put on 20 pounds, and now they're going to P4 schools for NIL in the portal. So those days are long gone. But, expanding the men's tournament and women's tournament in basketball, it's just all about, you know, meandering and kowtowing to the P4. Same thing here with 24 teams. I actually talked to Dan Lanning about this, and he's like, It was interesting. It didn't sound like he was all about 24 unless there's more games on campus. That is awesome. Like when I did Tennessee at Ohio State, damn, man, that was amazing. I mean, it was when Clemson was at Texas. Holy hell, fantastic. Miami at A&M last year when I had that game. Just awesome. And so he's all about, you know, getting more games on campus, which I am too. But as far as taken away from the regular season, I don't think it will as much as most people think, but I'm more about 16 and 24 guys, because I think 24, we're giving some teams that have zero chance of winning a national championship just a participation medal, for lack of a better term.
I think the weird part would be you're going to get a 4-loss team in this thing, and if they do some damage, there'll be some controversy on whether they deserve their at-bat, but this is where we're going.
That's a good point, AR. A great point.
And this is where we are right now. We're locked into 12 here in 26. We will follow it together, my man. Get some rest.
Need it. And by the way, is it creepy when you know you're getting older when you start looking at your daughter's friends like, oh, no, keep the look eye. I'll always look eye. Is that creepy?
No, I think that's where we're at now. I mean,
I'm glad somebody agreed with me in my sleep-deprived state where I probably shouldn't have said that on air.
I think I was more shocked and speechless than...
Well, I look at the crap my daughter wears. I'm like, where was this at when I was in school? Like, this is a far different paradigm than the era that I grew up in.
See, AR, that's why I don't need to come on this show when Bobby's in, That's the prime example. There it is.
It's old home week, man. All three of us together. Good job. Get some rest, pal.
See you, boys.
Yep. See ya. That's amazing. What I wanted to say to him was, don't worry, you were invisible to them, so it wouldn't matter.
That's pretty good. I like that.
All right. We're coming back with Tell the Truth, Rothman and Ice and the Fan.
We know everything about you. We know you love the Buckeyes. We know you love the Jackets. We know you're wearing a red shirt. I just freaked the hell out of someone. The Fan.
Hey, what's up? It's
mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me some-
something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends, give me a Dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
.com.
The Fan is headed to the Memorial. Are you ready for 30 hours of live coverage? Oh, it's true, baby.
Sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling.
TheWaterworks.com.
The best memorial coverage. The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Tell the truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by McDaniel GM Superstore. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Tell the truth. Are we betting the Cavs tonight? Ugh. I think it's a stay away game. Or maybe you bet it live at half if you get a feeling.
You would say must win. It's overused, but to win this series.
Can't go down 3-1.
You can't go down 3-1 and be on the road, by the way. You've got two of the next three on the road. So you got to find
the only way you're crawling out of that hole is if you can get a win and then you have the momentum and then the team that was up 3-1 starts to feel the pressure to close you out. You're playing on house money, but you don't want to play that game. The Cavs are favored by 3.5. It's probably just a stay away game. This is one you watch as a fan and hope for the best. If they shoot, like you and I talked about, it's as simple as this. They got to start hunting some matchups that matter. Harden's got a little something going now. Get him on Duncan Robinson and let him do some damage. Let these guys that can shoot make threes and play at a little faster pace if you can. And start trying to pick some holes. Their defense is so good, but if you find some weaknesses there, you can get to them. But the key is it's a make or miss league.
Well, you got to play bad fast, Rothman.
That's very true. If you're gonna lose.
I have to step aside from WNBA betting.
Yeah, that one hurt.
Is that a real thing?
It was. One time. That's it. I'm done.
The Valkyries.
Yes, the Valkyrie Irvings.
as he called them.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Take us home.
The more that I work on this show, the more that I find myself in real life situations wondering, what would Anthony Rothman do here? I told you about the Zach Werenski run in at trivia night.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday, I'm driving, I'm at a busy intersection, I'm at a red light, and I see something, and I'm like, oh no, where is Anthony Rothman when I need him? Busy intersection, actually right outside this building. Like, multiple lanes of traffic everywhere, so it's busy. I'm at a red light, but not everybody's got a red light. Some people got green lights, and I see a turtle trying to cross the street.
Oh, no.
What do you do in this situation when there's a helpless turtle trying to cross the street? Do you try to time it up, or do you get nervous that not everybody's on the same page as
well,
you?
Well, obviously, you're risking your own well-being here by throwing on your hazards and trying to hop out of the car. The good thing with the turtle, not that he has a shell, the good thing with the turtle is that it's not like trying to chase a dog or a cat and you're afraid you're going to run him back into the traffic. That's the fear.
Well,
you know what I mean? That's the fear.
Yeah, they'll run for
you. He
scurries off and
the
oops.
Turtle you could actually pick up and easily get to safety.
You just need every other vehicle to understand what you're doing.
Yeah, you could cause quite a pile up there. That's a heart wrencher, man. That's a tough one.
The good thing is the turtle's low profile, so you can go over top of it as long as you don't nip it with a tire.
People might look at that as something that you can, they don't want to hit it. They may not even know what it is, and they're going to try to avoid it. But he was just frozen there in the middle. He just wasn't doing anything, huh?
I did see cars were kind of going around it, and then I did see I was turning, but I was kind of looking in the rearview mirror. I did see, because it eventually got to the point where he was in the middle of the road. Ooh. Where he was right in front of a car, but it was basically the turtle was using a crosswalk, so it actually kind of worked out.
That's amazing.
To where he's going literally right up against the car, and so there was one car at a red light. I saw a door swing open, so I assume that a good civilian out there scooped it up. Now, I mean, you still have to run across the other side of traffic to get to the grass.
Well, maybe they just put it back in the car.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Take it home.
Hey, we got a new pet. Tell the truth. How do you feel about taking in strays?
Well, listen, I mean, I don't know anything about a wild turtle putting it in your car. I'm just saying that
What's the difference between a wild turtle and a tame turtle?
Turtle you would buy and keep in an aquarium, I don't know, versus a snapping turtle. Just make sure whichever way he's headed, you are going to take him the same way. Don't flip him around and say go back. Like that's like he wants to go that way. His motivation is taking him that way.
And drive off and he tries again.
I mean, you brought in a real problem with the heavy traffic like that. But I think most people, once they start to stop, I mean, I don't want to tell you to do it because I wouldn't want you to get hurt. But
it was right outside that like kind of three-way intersection where when you're on your way to Sheetz.
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
So not all the way to
Goodale
to Grandview.
Not
all the way to the corner.
Like literally, like right out here.
Well, yeah, I'm going to throw on the hazards and try to scoot him along. Yeah, same direction.
I'm like, we need Dog Cop Rothman to.
That's a rough one, man. I'm happy you thought about it.
Somebody, yeah.
You get a half a point.
No, I would have had to have like gone pretty far. And then even then.
Was he little?
Not really.
Okay.
It wasn't a little turtle.
It was not a little turtle. Right.
So then at least people would see it and try to avoid him.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, Shea Langeliers, who is the catcher for the Athletics and is having a really good season, by the way, with the bat.
Yeah, he can hit long balls.
He and his wife, Reagan, congratulations to them. They had their first son on May 3rd, which is... what, a little over a week ago at this point?
Yep, that would have been Sunday, I think.
Yeah, and it just so happens that on August 5th, so, you know, 9 months minus 2 days, he had a three-homer game. So do you think?
That's how you celebrate.
Yeah. Do you think there's any connection there?
Well, having three kids, or four kids, rather... the gestation period is actually 40 weeks. So they always say 9 months, but it's more like 10.
Yeah. So we're not giving full credit. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why, maybe he was riding that high for a little bit and hitting those dongs.
That's exactly right. Let me end with a... Exactly. Bob, thanks for coming in here on a moment's notice, my man. It was a lot of fun. We'll see if Maddie gets over his food poisoning or you're going to do a return trip.
I can't come back tomorrow. I'm going to be at the Life Foundation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I might head up there as well.
Yeah.
All right. We will come back tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy is out. Joshua Perry in. They'll join you top of the hour. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
The Big Nine was a sad, incomplete place. Enter Ohio State. The rest is history. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.